Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
I'm sure there must have been a good reason why only the to and from parts were
provided. Yes, you didn't want us to see the details. Mr. Attorney General, knowing the to and from,
I'm not going to stop talking now. Characterize something as something.
Mr. Chairman, would you inform the witness as to the rules of this committee?
That is inappropriate and is too consistent with the way in which you conduct yourself as a member of Congress. It's unacceptable and it's shameful.
Yeah, it's the Tai Chi going on right now. It's a little Tai Chi. We don't know who's actually going to fall. You don't really know who's going to fall right now. I'll tell you this. The Teflon Swan spoke today, and you could see how he became president. I gave Obama a new name, the Teflon Swan, and I wrote him a little poem. And you decide what I mean. You ready? It's on Michael Savage. The Teflon Swan spoke. The right-wing fever broke. Scandals come and scandals go. The vandals sail through the gates. Too smooth, too cool to be guilty, say the ducks, as the swan swam on. I think you understand what I'm saying. I hope you do. Must everything be literal? Must everything be monodimensional? Must everything be spelled out? Yeah, in the world in which we live. And I suppose I'll spell it out over the next 3 hours. But I more or less said it right there. I called him the Teflon Swan. Why? Why am I referring to Obama as the Teflon Swan? He's unassailable. You're not touching him. He's got too many buffers. No matter what the press may say, they're never going to turn on him. Oh, sure, they're asking questions to find out what personal information whoever the snoops were got on them. They don't really care about the sources. They're worried about, you know, did they learn something about their private life? They're just protecting their own privacy, which is good. As far as the right-wing fever in America, I mean, I'm part of it. It broke. The fever broke. We can all relax now. Oh, yes, the hearings will go on through August. And it'll remind me of Citizen Kane with a fan spinning overhead in a southern courtroom in the 1940s. It'll be like the Scopes Monkey Trial. By the time this is over, it'll look like the Scopes Monkey Trial with guys with sweaty suits asking questions that nobody remembers. It's going to go on and on and on. And I suspect it may have some damage upon the Democrats in the midterms. I really do. I think that perhaps some of the morons, even some of the morons on food stamps, even some of the morons who don't speak English, even some of the morons who are here illegally with pressure cookers in their closets are going to come to understand which way the wind blows. But nevertheless, he's the Teflon Swan. I watched him speak. He's supposed to speak today at 6 o'clock Eastern, right? It went on. He showed up like a diva at 20 after. He did a diva job. No questions asked. And walked away into the sunset. Not one question. Not a hair out of place. Not a piece of dandruff on his collar. Nothing. Smooth as a swan swimming across the lake. I said, that's it. It's over. That's it. It was an emotional. I gave you my emotional reaction. Sure, there are other reactions. Sure that the hysterics are not going to let this go. And, you know, I'll be talking about it from time to time if something comes up. So they threw Stephen whatever overboard, whoever's name is, Stephen Schmendrick from the IRS. Now, what do you think they fired? Why do you think they fired him? Because once he's fired, he can't testify. They fired him. I think now he's immune from testimony. Part of the reason he took the resignation or the firing is because I think now he's immune from any kind of questioning by the angry repubes. That's all. Now, that's about Obama now, the Teflon Swan. Notice I played the harder they fall about a Holder. I think that the Holder's going to resign. I'd say the odds are, if I was Jimmy the Greek, 55-43. With a 2-point spread of not knowing that he will resign, because I think it is going to lead right up to Holder. He's a little arrogant. He shot his mouth off in the committee hearings today against ISA, who's as cool as a cucumber and doing very good. He's not blowing it. He's not looking mean. He's not looking like McCarthy, even though McCarthy was right. And that's what the left wants them to look like. So Holder looked like McCarthy because Holder got angry. That's the game in a courtroom. You're not supposed to get angry. I got angry when I was in a situation because I hated the opposition lawyers and I threatened them. So they asked me to leave the room. I understand what it's like to get a scum-sucking vermin with a law degree to try and get you angry. So I got angry. I interrupted the hearing. I told them that they stank. Their suits smelled. I said, you smell like low-life salesmen on a subway in July in 1949. I said, I'm leaving the room. You stink. Your evil stink is coming across the desk. I have to leave, Your Honor. And I walked out. So I understand what it is when the opposition tries to get under your skin. Believe me. And I don't have the emotion for it. That's why I never became a lawyer. I'm not as cool as I should be. But the Teflon Swan, he walked out of there. It was unbelievable. He made the real Teflon Don look like an amateur compared to him. But then the real Teflon Don was not the president. This guy's so much better that he became president. Don't you understand how it works? The smoother you are, the better you can parse the truth, lie, connive people, the higher you go in society. It's that simple. Not 100%. There are people who produce things and provide things that society needs. But by and large, in the political world, the bigger the con man, the higher they fly. So there we are. You know, I'm seeing that there's a fan club for Sarnoff, one of the Muslim bombers from Boston, which you've forgotten about already. One of the Muslim bombers. The girls are swooning over him, and they're saying he's too cool to be guilty. Who's too cute to be guilty, say the girls, who Obama would like to be able to vote. If Obama could, he'd lower the voting age to 11 or 12, the age at which they swoon. He can get the junior high school crowd where he gives most of his policy speeches these days. And they're saying, well, he's innocent because he looks good about Sarnoff. And the bell went off in my head. Same with Obama. He's too smooth and too cool to be guilty. Say the ducks as the swan swam on, saith Michael Savage in the poem The Teflon Swan. Would you like to comment on any of this? Do you think that the Teflon Swan will swim away from the scandal? I'll open it up to calls, 855-400-7282. Do you think Holder will go because of the IRS targeting? The Tapgate. That's right, Tapgate of justice. That's a biggie one because that touched the private lives of the left-wing press. That's right. Now, here's a little extra news for you in case you're bored of all of this. The headline says Boston Reservoir tests safe after late-night trespassers nab. So by the headline, you figure a bunch of kids are up there getting stoned or whatever. Oh, no! You have to read the entire article to find out there were seven Muslims in the middle of the night from Pakistan, Saudi Arabia, and Singapore snooping around the Boston Reservoir. They said that they were interested in chemistry, and they weren't arrested because, after all, that would be racial profiling. I mean, why would you expect that seven Muslims from Pakistan, Saudi Arabia, and Singapore would be at the reservoir for any other reason but to enjoy the evening? There's no reason. In fact, a cop will likely be fired for arresting them. It was after midnight, you see, on Tuesday morning when a state trooper on patrol at the reservoir spotted two cars parked on the grass near one of Quabin's entrances. I guess Quabin is a reservoir in the Boston area. The Quabin Reservoir. The cop investigated and found a group of seven people. Notice the word Muslim and their national origin doesn't come up till the end of the article. This is the Associated Press, the same good folks who were tapped by Holder. The cop investigated and found a group of seven people, five men and two women, walking from the water back to their cars. When the police officer asked why they were trespassing, members of the group replied that they were chemical engineers and recent college grads. That would be like Sarnoff getting caught as the pressure cooker is about to go off saying he's a cooking student and that he was making a meatloaf under someone's recipe and he has no idea why they're arresting him. When they were stopping, they said they're members of the group, they're chemical engineers and recent college graduates who had an educational interest in the reservoir. That's why they're at midnight. The group was briefly held at the scene while background and warrant checks were conducted, but let go after their records turned up clean. I'm now in paragraph 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Paragraph 6. There was no evidence that the seven were committing any crime beyond the trespassing, Master of State Peace Spokesman David Procopio told Fox News. Now paragraph 8. Procopio also said that a preliminary investigation determined the individuals were originally from Pakistan, Saudi Arabia, and Singapore. The Springfield office of the FBI was contacted by the state police and is assisting in an investigation. Since the FBI now appears to be the Federal Bureau of Islamization, my guess is the FBI will investigate the state policemen who stopped these innocent Muslims who are simply interested in the water supply of Boston. Quote, further investigation is being undertaken because of the late hour when they were observed. Their explanation for why they wanted to see the reservoir and the fact that they were in an area marked no trespassing, Procopio said. The seven individuals whose identities were not released because of any formal arrest will be summoned to appear in a district court for trespassing. A court date is pending, according to officials. Isn't it great to live in a free country? It really is great to have an open society in a free country. Now, I would assume if seven Christians were found around the reservoir in a Muslim nation, I doubt very much that they would have been released. They probably would have been hung on the spot. But that's the difference between us having an open society with great American values. In other words, until the water supply is actually poisoned, until a million people die and you can actually trace it back to the people who put the poison in the water about 6 years later, you can't really jump to any conclusions. Play The Harder They Come, because I need a little music now. The Harder They Come by Jimmy Clift. Jimmy Clift, he had it right. The question is, the harder they come, the harder they fall. Who's harder here? Who's coming on harder, Obama or the Republicans? Who's going to fall on this? Who's going to fall now? Make it louder. I can't even hear myself think.
Well, the oppressors are trying to keep me down.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Trying to drive me underground.
Mmm.
And they think that they have got the battle won.
Oh, the oppressors, right. The evil white male. That's the Republicans. See, you got to think in terms of comic strips. The Republicans are the evil white males to the average moron out there. The average unthinking moron has two cartoon images in their mind. You have Obama and Holder on one side. They're the oppressed minority, trying to break free and make things better for the poor and the unwashed masses who are coming to the Statue of Liberty. And the evil Republicans are the ones with the money bags. Now, of course, it's not. You've got Dianne Feinstein, one of the richest women in the world. You've got Nancy Pelosi, one of the richest women in the world. I can go down the list. Almost the largest number of the wealthy people, of course, on the Democrat side. That's just the way it is. But that's not the way the comic book reads. So what do you want to do? Well, you want to talk about this? 855-400-SAVAGE. You got anything to say? You want me to read the poem again? I won't. I write you a poem. I give you my life. I throw it on the line. And you're sitting there waiting for me to just do a right-wing mania job. I'm not doing it. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hi, this is Mike Reagan. Folks ask me, what would Ronald Reagan do if he were with us today? I believe the first thing he'd do is stop Obamacare. Already it's in effect with higher taxes, hidden fees, skyrocketing insurance rates, big Medicare cuts. And some insurance plans are hit with a 40% tax. Protect yourself by getting the Obamacare Survival Guide. It's already a number one New York Times bestseller. Newsmax says it's the best guide to the new law, giving you the strategies, tips, and loopholes you need to know. If you're insured on Medicare, a business owner, a medical professional, just about anyone, you need this book. Get the number one bestseller, The Obamacare Survival Guide, at bookstores everywhere. Or get our special $4.95 offer and save $15 off the cover price by going now to Obamacare911.com. Obamacare911.com. That's Obamacare911.com.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex you simply can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I choose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code SAVAGE to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Here's a vote. Traffic, it started as a brush fire. Now we've got a crash. Southbound 17 at Highway 9. Traffic backed up from Camden Avenue. The left lane is blocked there. Upper deck of the Bay Bridge, slow from the metering lights over to 101. Earlier crash, southbound 101 at Cesar Chavez to blame. Eastbound 80, actually both directions of 80. Between the Maze and University Avenue, sold out because of earlier problems. I'm Dave Fouch, Shot Talk 560 KSFO.
Hi, Ray Byers Jr.
and Ray Byers Sr.
with a quick note on rain gutters. They're not all created equal.
Far from it.
Imagine a rain gutter with no dripping, no leaks, and you never have to clean them out. With our patented design, water rolls into the gutters and leaves, sticks, and debris roll right over the edge.
That's no pipe dream. That's Byers.
And it's guaranteed. If your leaf guard gutters ever clog, we'll come out and clean them for free. No questions asked.
That's the way it ought to be.
That's right, Dad. The way it ought to be. That's Byers.
That's Byers.
Serving the greater Bay Area. Find us now at ByersLeafGuard.com.
Homeowners, in today's world, no neighborhood is immune from burglaries. Get a state-of-the-art monitored home security system from Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, and get peace of mind today. Call right now, 1-888-213-2244. 1-888-213-2244. Local permit fees may be required. License number CAACO6320, KY City of Louisville 483, and FLEC13003427. Call for additional numbers. Call now, 1-888-213-2244.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is only going to get worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help at 1-800-334-5070. Our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. And we have an A-plus rating with the BBB. So get protected. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 1-800-334-5070.
If you're like most people who are very successful, you take pride in your personal appearance, right? That includes a thinning hairline. If you are experiencing hair loss, my recommendation is to call Dr. Tom Rosanelli. He has over 25 years of experience in hair restoration and has performed hair restoration procedures on thousands of patients. That includes some well-known celebrities. I've seen Dr. Rossinelli's excellent work. It's obvious why people with hair loss choose Dr. Rossinelli. They now have a natural head of hair and even look younger. Dr. Rossinelli specializes in hair restoration. He meets with every patient for a free consultation, and he performs all hair restoration procedures himself. And Dr. Rossinelli is also part of the Savage Nation. If your hair is thinning, call 800-743-HAIR. It's simple. That's 800-743-4247 or visit Rossinelli.com. Dr. Rossinelli has offices in San Francisco, San Jose, and Walnut Creek.
Now, through May, receive 200 free grafts as part of your procedure as a new patient. Call 1-800-743-HAIR. Certain restrictions apply. Offer expires 5/31/13.
Weekdays at 3.
There are no checks on these people right now. If you're sitting on the fence, wake the hell up!
Mark Levin.
You're losing your country.
On Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
I've reviewed the Treasury Department watchdog's report. And the misconduct that it uncovered is inexcusable.
Right,
it's inexcusable, and Americans are right to be angry about it, and I am angry about it. I will not tolerate this kind of behavior in any agency, but especially in the IRS, given the power that it has and the reach that it has in all of our lives. And as I said earlier, it should not matter what political stripe you're from. The fact of the matter is that the IRS has to operate with absolute integrity. The government generally has to conduct itself in a way that is true to the public trust. That's especially true for the IRS.
All right. So he did the speech, showed up 22 minutes late, came out as smooth as a swan, gave a flawless speech. You could see how he became president. This was Obama at his best, by the way. What do you expect me to say what I don't say? I say what I see. No preconceived statements. And so the swan came out, the right-wing fever broke, and the bloke is going to be safe. Now, Holder, on the other hand, may go. Holder's anger shows that he's got a little hot temper there, and ICE is going to catch him. Someone underneath Holder is going to crack, and it'll go up to him because he's not the, you know, he's not the capo de tutti capo. They're not going to get it, Obama. They may get Holder. Typically, you know, you get an overboard job around this time anyway into the second term. It'll be the overboard job. I guess they already got the tenured position for him at the University of Chicago. So Holder's got a very good future ahead of him. He could be dean of the University of Chicago Law School with his sterling background, associating with terrorists, releasing money changers. You remember the rich scandal, the scandal of the rich and the Puerto Rican terrorists? It's perfect lineage to be a dean of the University of Chicago. I would think Harvard would be competing for him and Columbia. Maybe even NYU Law. You never can tell. So he's a 55-43 chance of going. Obama, zero. Why? Two reasons. Yes, there's an apt comparison to Nixon and Obama. Yes, there is. The difference is the press hated Nixon, and the press loves Obama. Don't fall for this. They don't like him. Now, you crazy. That's a fraud. They were shocked that there's somebody snooped on them. They were worried about what they got on them personally. Their sources. What sources do these stenographers have? They have no sources. They only have a sources. That's all they're interested in is cooking up lies one after the other. They have no sources per se. Yeah. So the thing is that Obama's free and clear. He can now pursue his radical agenda. He knows that too. Unassailable. Can't touch him. Now the IRS commissioner is being ousted. Poor guy took the fall. The question is, can he testify? I'm not sure. They got this poor guy. He was a lifer in there. Stephen Miller. If you look at his background, the guy worked his way up through the tax world. His entire career is now thrown in the garbage. In a letter to the IRS staff late today, Miller said he will leave his role as acting commissioner. He said, this has been an incredibly difficult time for the IRS. And he's leaving, he said, because his term is his term is up. Okay, his term is up. Well, I would suggest that Mr. Miller not go jogging in Marcy Park. I would suggest that in his spare time he not take up parasailing. I would suggest he not take up canoeing in the Potomac River. In fact, I would suggest that Mr. Miller lock himself in his house and stay there for the next 2 years, sending people out for food and hiring a food taster. It's the Savage Nation.
Savage.
I've always been a do-it-yourself person, but not all my listeners are. Look, even if you don't know the point, the end of a screwdriver from the handle, you can still transform any room in your home in about 20 minutes at Blinds.com. Yes, you're going to save a bundle on designer, blinds, shades, shutters, and even drapes. Wear Blinds.com. But as I was saying, they've also made it incredibly easy to experience the satisfaction of doing it yourself with free online how-to videos. Free! And having over 100 design experts at your service. Of course they'd be happy to send over a pro installer if you prefer. But I think you'll love doing it yourself. What gratification! Because even if you mismeasure, which is unlikely, they'll remake it for free. As always, you'll get free color samples, free shipping, and no sales tax in most states. And if you hurry, you can save up to 20% on their most popular wood and faux wood blinds. Where? Only at Blinds.com, where prices crush home improvement store prices. Write it down. Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Now.
Good afternoon. I'm Dave Fowler, Shot Talk 560 KSFO. There's a manhunt going on at this hour in East San Jose. Santa Clara County Sheriffs are looking for a person of interest in a triple stabbing that has left a one-year-old boy and a 40-year-old woman dead and a 3-year-old injured. Ruben Ramirez, 5'6", 210 pounds, black hair, brown eyes, is the person being sought right now. San Francisco police have arrested at least two people in an early morning raid of squatters at an abandoned church. Police raided the illegally occupied church around 7 a.m. this morning. Taking a look at the roadways, still problems. Southbound 17 and Highway 9 crash. Left lane is blocked there. Eastbound 80 before southbound 880. A crash has been moved off to the right shoulder, but that old Toll Plaza area is a mess in both directions. Slow on the upper deck into San Francisco because of earlier problems. Southbound 101 at Cesar Chavez and eastbound 80. Slow both direction between the Maze and University Avenue. I'm Dave Fouch, KSFO.
Hello, I'm Rick O'Dario, proud owner of Conklin Brothers, the Bay Area's premier floor covering showrooms. Right now, it's Karistan Month at Conklin Brothers. This is your chance to enjoy the best prices of the year on the best carpet we sell. Plus, up to $1,000 cash back and interest-free financing for 12 months. As the Bay Area's number one Karistan dealer, Conklin Brothers offers hundreds of Karistan styles, patterns, and colors. From luxurious designer wools to nylons that are soft as silk but tough as nails. And right now, they're all on sale. So hurry into Conklin Brothers for big savings, up to $1,000 cash back, and interest-free financing for 12 months with your good credit. It's Karistan Month at Conklin Brothers in San Jose, Fremont, and San Mateo, and online at ConklinBrothers.com.
Conklin Brothers, you can count on us. Conklin Brothers, you can count on us.
Mike Rowe here at a Ford dealership with Fiona, a service advisor. Hi, Fiona.
Hi, Mike.
And what is today's lecture?
Today's advice is about tires.
Okay, advise me.
You should have your tire pressure checked, the tread depth inspected, and the tires rotated regularly.
Yeah, that sounded a lot like a lecture.
It's part of the overall wellness of your vehicle.
The part of the vehicle that touches the road.
That's correct, Mike.
Which is a very important part.
That is correct again, Michael.
Yes.
Restore your ride with four Goodyear, Dunlop, Continental Tire, Pirelli, or Yokohama tires, and receive a $60 mail-in rebate. Plus, earn an additional $60 when you use the Ford Service Credit Card. That's up to $120. Stop by your local Ford dealer today.
All right, Fiona, sum it up for us.
Tire care is critical, so bring your vehicle into your Ford dealer and we'll take care of you.
And that concludes today's lecture.
Advice.
Lecture.
Advice.
Lecture.
It's advice.
Whatever.
Subject to credit approval, rebate by check. Other tire manufacturer rebate or offer cannot be combined. See your California Ford dealer for details through 53113.
Hi there, Renee Richardson here to give you an update on the Serta Pro paint job. I know, you've been waiting to hear all about it. Well, remember the last time I told you about the husband, not so fond of painting? So we brought in the pros, Serta Pro Painters. We had a great consultation with Tim. I got my way, which is, well, let's face it, is really the best thing for all of us. We got the bathroom painted, the ceiling and all one color, very modern. And the job the guys at Serta Pro did was not only flawless, but a breeze. They met us in the morning. We went off to work. We came back to two beautifully painted rooms. They were clean. They were professional. And even to my husband's critical eye, he was very impressed. Painting is a personal thing. It's your home. It's your style. And you are going to look at it every day. So you should have your painting done right. Serta Pro Painters did it right for us. Call them up and see for yourself. 800-GO-SERTA. That's Serta with a C. And if you're not terribly color savvy, they have color experts on staff. Ask them about it. You can also visit their website, SertaPro.com. Serta Pro Painters, because painting is personal.
Well, after Whistleblower Wednesday, it's time for a Thirsty Thursday because, man, do we need a beverage. Join me, Brian Sussman, Melanie Morgan, and Katie Green, 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
So here's what we're going to do. First, we're going to hold the responsible parties accountable.
Like yourself.
Yesterday, I directed Secretary Liu to follow up on the IG audit to see how this happened and who was responsible and to make sure that we understand all the facts.
Sure. Never happens again.
Today, Secretary Liu took the first step by requesting and accepting the resignation of the acting commissioner of the IRS. Because given the controversy surrounding this audit, it's important to institute new leadership that can help restore confidence going forward.
Oh, yeah. New leadership from the Obama administration. That'll restore confidence in the IRS. Because everyone loves the institution. Collect $12 trillion in taxation. Without representation. They have a budget of $12 billion. You know the IRS has a budget of $12 billion to collect $12 trillion? Think about that. Think about how many goons they have in the IRS to collect the $12 trillion to make your life miserable. Swan. The form resembles that of Sanskrit, swan, to resound, sound, and sing. So when I said the swan swam on, you have to understand what I'm saying. One woman called the screener and said, why did you write a poem called The Swam Swam On about Obama? It sounded like you were complimenting him. I am complimenting him. I called him the Teflon Swan. He is the Teflon Swan. That's what I just said. And what should I say? It isn't. Teflon Swan spoke. The right-wing fever broke. Scandals come and scandals go. The vandals sail through the gates. Too smooth, too cool to be guilty, say the ducks. As the swan swam on. It's a good allegory. I mean, if it's not a good poem, it could be a terrible poem and a good allegory. Or I think translated into the Sanskrit, it would come out. It would be better. If you took my words and translated it, maybe in another language, it would sound better. I may be thinking in another language and writing in English. Who knows? I could be declared a great genius in Greece one day. Because it could turn out that my English, which is not perfect, would be perfect Greek. Who knows? You don't know. I have to translate the Teflon. I think I'm going to have the Teflon Swan translated into 15 languages and have someone write it. What if it comes out in Italy that I'm a genius in Italian when translated into Italian? Maybe if I write broken English or bad English, it becomes perfect Italian. It's an interesting play on words, isn't it? And I'm playing with words today because I'm relaxed. Why am I relaxed? Because I'm relaxed. I wasn't relaxed all day. I had a terrible day, one of the worst days in modern history. Why? Because the scandals I knew were going to blow. I knew it. I knew that this machine is too well oiled. I knew that the Republicans, despite they protesteth too much, want more taxation, not less taxation, because it gives them more money. Number two, they want the illegal aliens legalized because that's their job. Look at what's going on right now with the so-called, what do you call it, immigration reform. Do you know who's arguing for less tough rules? The Republicans. The Republicans are actually fighting the Democrats. They want more workers to come in into a Silicon Valley, in particular, the Republicans, because that way they can get cheaper labor working for Google and the other wonderful people in that industry, whatever you call that industry. Who knows? So they want to bring in more guys like Sarnoff, who are not Sarnoff. The guys who look like Sarnoff, sound like Sarnoff, walk like Sarnoff. But instead of having a pressure cooker, they work for fewer dollars. They work for $45 an hour instead of $95 an hour. And that way, Google could get a bigger airplane and a bigger yacht, the Google boys. So it's the Republicans now who are calling for more of them, more workers for Silicon Valley. So as I'm saying to you is the Republicans want more taxation with the Dems. The Republic, because they're not going to tell you that. Take a look at who's running the Gang of Eight. The loudest people on that committee are Republicans. Rubio, the ice cream man, and Lindsey Graham cracker. They make for a perfect a snack. The ice cream man and the Graham cracker make a perfect... No sound effects today, please. Let's break the bell. I'm tired of it. Now this thing about biometrics. Do you know what that is, what they want? This is unbelievable to me. Iris scans they want. Biometrics, immutable characteristics such as iris scans and fingerprints. So who do you think is in favor of iris scans or biometrics? And the biggest fight was over the high-tech visas. They want more high-tech visas so the Google boys can make more profit. And that's the way it works. Charles Schumer, Big Chuck Schumer, who was chief sponsor of the bill and one of the gangsters of 18 who wrote the compromise, urged colleagues to stick with the deal. The New York Demon Cat said, we have come to a careful balance on high-tech visas, said Schumer. What we try to do in our blah, blah, blah. So he's actually fighting labor, organized labor, who wants fewer of them because they'd like to see a few American workers keep a job. But you know that's not going to happen. These gangsters won't be happy until no Americans have a job. When all the jobs are either outsourced or given to illegal aliens who will work for $12 an hour, then they will have done their job and they can go to teach at the Kennedy School of Government. That's why I said the Teflon Swan spoke. There's too much money at stake. There's too much money at stake for this train to be stopped. And there's no bipartisan, there's no division between the parties on fundamental issues. That's the real truth. Not at all. I was shocked, by the way, in the midst of all this, to see none other than Boehner. He looks good, by the way. He looks as good as the guy on Mad Men. I don't know what he's taking, some kind of sheep embryo. Did you see Boehner, how good he looks? I used to affectionately call him Clink. He hadn't been seen for months. Suddenly, Boehner comes out, looked like he had a nice tan, looks like he had some facial work, nice suit, nice tie, nice shirt. The guy looks terrific for a man of his background and the stress he's under. And he came out and said, who's going to go to jail over this? I was shocked. I don't know where that came from. Maybe his wife gave him too much liver. I don't understand it. He may regret having said that. But that was one of the most pleasant notes of the day, was old Boehner coming out looking fit, like man tannish. He looked like Don Draper in Mad Men, looking very Madison Avenue. You got to hand it to him. He's looking the part of the handsome Republican. You know, really, I'm serious. I don't know how they pulled that one off. Because the face of Republicans is basically fat guys with bad suits. And ties look like they were found on a corpse somewhere, after a mass murder. Where they get those ties from? My God, what tasteless ties. But he looks good. He's in good shape. Must be hitting the congressional gym pretty hard. Maybe backed off a little on the booze. Who knows? But that was a pleasant surprise. So as you can see, I feel light today. Not lightheaded, but light of spirit. And if you feel like commenting on today's activities on the Teflon Swan, do you agree with me that Teflon Swan is going to swim away? That's really the fundamental question. There's only two questions today, if I want to make it a question day or just a call in. One is, will the Teflon Swan swim? Yes, I think. Will Holder come down? I think 55-43 that he will. He'll be thrown overboard. I think it's going to lead to him, and I think somebody higher up than the Steven guy has to go. Because today was Obama's finest moment. I know you don't want to hear it, but, you know, look, it is what it is. And everyone has good moments and bad moments. His worst moment in his political career was the first debate with Romney, where you saw the weakest Obama in history. And Romney could have gone in for the kill if he was supposed to win. Well, that's past history. Today's speech was his best day ever in the history of his career. Because everything was riding on this speech, I got to tell you that. And you say, well, you shouldn't be cheering him on. Hey, I'll say it. It's the way it is. I'm just watching it. You know what I do some days, how I watch things? I go into a certain state of mind in order to bring you what I think is the more balanced position than only my particular biases or my particular viewpoint of what I would like to see happen. I have to speak to a mass audience. I'm not speaking to 12 people in a bar or three guys on a corner. I'm speaking to millions of people. And so I have to say to myself, what does the ordinarily intelligent person see here? And I ask myself that question. So who do I picture as the ordinarily intelligent person? Well, it has a lot of fur on it. It's 10 pounds. It sleeps a lot, and its name is Teddy. No, I'm joking. No, what I think of, what I think of, I sat back in my armchair in my living room as Obama spoke. I was very relaxed. It was very odd. I think it's because I ate two Chinese lunches instead of either no lunch or one. I overate. And I always get calm after I overeat. It's the strangest thing. I say to myself, don't overeat. It's not good for you. So instead of just getting one lunch to go, I got two lunches to go. I ate both of them. And as the blood sugar went up, I felt calm. And then I watched it very objectively. As an ordinary person who's eating well would see it. I try to channel the average American who overeats and doesn't work and sits in an armchair during the day and watches speeches. In other words, the average guy doesn't really care. So what's he going to think? I said to myself, what's he going to think is, it's politics as usual. The guy's going to get away with it. That's all. Then sometimes I channel my deceased father. God rest his soul. He and I fought all the time, the little I knew him. He died in 1970. I was a very young man. He never met my children a long time ago. And when I left on bad terms because I was hard-headed. He was hard-headed. I was a rebel. He wanted me to be, you know, straight as an arrow, and I wasn't. I was doing things that I thought were great. He thought they were crazy. You know, the father-son thing. But he was a smart guy in his own way. And I try to think, what would he think if he were alive today and functional? What would he think about what's going on? So I have several characters in my head who I refer to in thinking about how people think. And then I come to a conclusion of my own. Truthfully, what kind of reasoning is that to put yourself in the mindset of someone else? It's my way of doing things. That's all. It's just I'm trying to share with you how my situation, who I am, how I work, whatever. I'm too far into the career to worry very much about, you know, conforming to what you expect of me or what you think I should say. Personally, I actually think that it's 100% true. That's why I wrote the Teflon Swan. Obviously, I wouldn't even get up here and say it. And I'll tell you something else. I'm empowered in a way to say these things because, look, I'm with a new radio syndicator. And I started with this indicator really late November. It was out of the blue. And I told you in January, you know, I'm on 200 stations. But let's say the key station, the biggest station they have, and they have great stations, is WABC in New York. I love all of my affiliates, but Cumulus has the best stations in the country. So I look at the ratings of all the stations, but they came out for April. I got them late last night, and I was shocked at how high they are. My show is still soaring. The Cum is 10 times higher than the nearest talk show in the city. Would you believe that? Some guys from California that they're trying out across the street where I used to be fell on their faces, as I knew they would. They're just a local phenomenon. I knew they wouldn't go anywhere. But here I am, the voice of New York, and it's also true in other markets as well, not quite as pronouncedly as it is in New York. That's interesting because I don't live in New York. Remember where I live, in San Francisco. I'm originally from New York, obviously, but I left in 1968, and all I've done is visit since then. I never lived there. Well, I actually went back for a little period of time, but that was so long ago. But the point is, why is it that New Yorkers think that I am the voice of New York? Why are they listening to me so late at night? They have other things they could do. Well, look at their options. Look at their options. You look at MSNBC, for example. You got a street thug, an agitator, a liar of the lowest order. They put him on television. They give him a Jenny Craig in a suit. And that's credibility? Then you got sad old Leprechaun. You've got sad old Wallbanger. And he's on the skids. Wallbanger's on the skids on TV. He does a decent job, but he hems and haws too much. Mahem, aha, mahu, mahi, mahi, aha, who. And that's the giveaway on that. So they like what they hear. And I guess at the end of the day, they like the analysis. Who knows why? I'm not asking you to tell me why. That's all. That's my shtick. I don't even know if I want to do this anymore today. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer: Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Michael Savage here. You know, Hurricane Sandy was a tragic event for many people on the East Coast. I'm from New York City, so I totally feel for everyone out there. I even know what they're thinking. They're thinking, God, I wish I had been better prepared. Listen, people, don't wait till disaster strikes. Okay? Do what I do and prepare with wisefoodstorage.com. Wisefoodstorage.com has an amazing variety of individually wrapped meals that anyone can prepare in minutes, even children, with just a little water. And best of all, they taste great now, and they'll continue to taste great for 25 years. So visit wisefoodstorage.com/savage to get a free sample and access to our exclusive Michael Savage offers. That's wisefoodstorage.com/savage. For a limited time, enter the promo code SAVAGE, and you will get free shipping. That's wisefoodstorage.com/savage. Or call them, 855-FOODWISE, 855-FOODWISE, 855-FOODWISE. Don't be caught unprepared. Be ready with wisefoodstorage.com right now.
Here's the traffic, southbound 17 at Highway 9. Lanes cleared from an earlier accident. Traffic backed up to Highway 85, but recovering. We still have the ramps from 17 on to southbound 9 shut down because of an earlier brush fire. Southbound 101 still bumper to bumper from Val Lawrence Expressway as you head to Oakland Road. Southbound 880 slow and go from Great Mall to 101. Heavy on the upper deck still from the metering lights all the way across into San Francisco and Highway 101. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Beta Breakers, presented by Craigslist, San Francisco original, returns Sunday, May 19th for its 102nd running. Walk or run, it's all about fun, fitness, and creative expression. Enjoy live bands and dress in your most original and innovative costume as you join thousands of other racers. Beta Breakers is proudly brought to you by Hyatt Regency San Francisco, the official hotel of Beta Breakers. Register now at betabreakers.com.
Did you know there's already talk of another housing bubble? Uneducated buyers are making offers that don't make sense. Don't be one of them. If you want to invest in real estate, don't speculate, educate. My colleague Kathy Fetke is hosting a live event on May 18th on how to profit in today's real estate market. She'll share the pros and cons of various real estate strategies like flipping, rental property, note buying, land banking, apartments, and commercial property. Find out which strategy is most profitable in today's market. Real estate's always in a state of flux. The key is to understand market cycles and stay ahead of the crowds. Find out how on May 18th. And this isn't one of those high-pressure sales events. This is real-world cutting-edge information you can use today to be a savvy real estate investor. Leave your wallet at home May 18th at the Crown Plaza in San Mateo at noon. And it's free for KSFO listeners. Find out more at realwealthevents.com. That's realwealthevents.com. Or call 888-RW-NETWORK. That's 888-RW-NETWORK or realwealthevents.com.
KO your boring fitness routine and blast calories at Boxing for Health. Get half off a month of unlimited cardio classes with SweetJack.com.
Sweet Jack, now that's a real sweet deal.
SweetJack.com.
After a relaxing night at La Quinta, you know what salesman Jack Kirch gets after his big pitch?
Great work, Jack.
His clients singing his praises. La Quinta Inns and Suites. Book your next stay at LQ.com.
KSFO listeners, you need to start planning for your retirement. Why not get a head start and tune in every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. right here on KSFO 560 for Right on the Money with Tim Sullivan. Tim is the principal of Monarch Retirement, talking fee-based management, insurance products, mutual funds, and a lot more topics to get you on your way to a seamless retirement. KSFO 560, Right on the Money with Tim Sullivan, every Saturday morning, 9 to 10 a.m.
If it sounds confusing to you, let me acknowledge. It is confusing.
Mike Huckabee.
And that is the problem with the American tax system.
On Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
So no Swan Lake. Where's the Swan Lake song you're going to have? Do we have Swan Lake or not yet? I'm just still digging it up. See, oh, it's horrible. So bad for my show. So out of tempo. Turn it off. That's why I don't go to a ballet or a theater. It sounds like an old woman coughing with bad perfume where I get an allergy attack. The minute you play something as slow as that, you know, like someone in front of you, where your eyes go bad. You spent $150 on ballet tickets because you think you're supposed to go, and oh my God, what am I doing here? It's why I stay home at night and watch television. I mean, it's all there, and if I get bored, I go to the next show. That television is the greatest thing ever invented. It is unbelievable. Better than radio in some ways, yes, for entertainment, but for conversation, you cannot beat radio. There are very interesting differences between the two mediums. I think I'm going to have a medium on the show next week. Someone, because I'm so tired of politics. Can we get is there a medium in the house who can give us a prediction of what's going to happen? Who's the medium? I really do want to get a medium on. There are some people who can predict the future, but I don't know any. So what would you like to talk about? Look, my allegations are quite simple, or my suspicions, is that Obama skates and Holder may go. That's all. Because, I love when they say when they get caught in a scandal to make sure nothing like this ever happens again. That's Hillary. Well, we put in the safeguards in place to make sure another ambassador and the others will never die again. We put in checks and we made sure those evil Republicans and blah, blah, blah. And we're going forward. So listen to now the last clip here, 23, I believe. You'll hear this very same thing from Obama.
And we're going to have to make sure that the laws are clear so that we can have confidence that they are enforced in a fair and impartial way. And that there's not too much ambiguity surrounding these laws. So that's what I expect. That's what the American people deserve. And that's what we're going to do. Thank you very much.
Oh, and then he left, turned his back, and swam away. Not a question, not a Mr. President. Who was that guy with the wig who used to harass Reagan? Where is he today? Is he dead? Mr. President, remember him? the ABC guy. What was his name? Does anyone remember him? The era of the old guys. They all had a big mouth when Reagan was in office. But he swatted them away like the flies they were. What was his name? He had like a wise guy look on him, like Jack Nicholson mouth on him. Does anyone remember what I'm talking about? It was so long ago. There was a Mr. President. He would try to grab him on the way out and hit him with a question. And Reagan would turn and give the Irish smile and throw the blondie right back at him. No matter what they threw at Reagan, he gave a smile and threw it right off. But Obama doesn't have that skill. He's not as cool as Reagan in that regard. Reagan was, not only was he smooth, but he was much more macho. He had a machismo, Reagan, by the way. And, of course, his years as an actor didn't hurt, and he was never a community organizer, nor did he study, you know, the protocols of Marxism to get where he was. Reagan was a real American guy who loved the country, so, and an actor, a bit of a, you know, charlatan in that regard. Nevertheless, he was really good at this. But who was the guy, not Dan Rather, but in the same era? Is there anyone in the audience who knows who I'm groping for? He had a weird pot, his hair in the front. Does anyone know if he's still living? Look at the producers I have. They're so young, they never heard of him. I want his name. Neil, is anyone calling with his name? The guy I'm thinking about. Where is he today? Is he in the same junior high school teaching journalism that Dan Rather is? Where the others are going to wind up? Who will want? I'm Tom Brokaw, a respected name. And sometimes I watch late channels at the end of the dial at night. I like military history. I like Wives with Knives. They're next to each other on the TV channel. You'd say, guy with your intelligence, why are you watching such trash? Some people eat M&Ms. Some eat ice cream at night. Some eat a drink at night. I watch bad television. It relaxes my mind. My mind is so... There it is. Sam Donaldson. Bingo. Steve. Leave Steve on the line. He gets a copy of A Time for War. I got someone as interested in this as I am. Thank you, Steve. I appreciate that. Sam, where is he today? Can someone Google him, see if he's still living? I hope he is. I hope he's not hobbling around Boca Raton with a walker now, with a transfusion tree somewhere in a home of retired journalists. Could you imagine all of them in a home together? Sometimes I had a nightmare about that. What if I, God forbid, wound up in a assisted living and it was filled with all people in the media? I've had this fantasy. I have. And we're all very old, and I'm the only conservative in there, and everyone's over 90 at this point. And they're still as mean as snakes. And they come at me with the transfusion trees. I have this repetitive nightmare that all these old liberal journalists, we're all in this assisted living in Boca Raton, and although they're still hobbling on their last legs, they all are coming at me with glass transfusion trees swinging at me. And I'm outnumbered, and there's nowhere to go. I've never imagined that. So therefore, I never will go to an assisted living home because I can't imagine arguing when I'm very old. Who's going to want to do that?
Savage. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Congress, Democrats, and Republicans owe it to the American people to treat that authority with the responsibility it deserves and in a way that doesn't smack of politics or partisan agendas.
No.
Because I think one thing that you've seen is across the board, everybody believes what happened as reported in the IG report is an outrage. The good news is it's fixable, and it's everyone's best interest to work together to fix it.
Oh, yeah.
I'll do everything in my power to make sure nothing like this happens again.
Oh, no.
By holding the responsible parties accountable, by putting in place new checks and new safeguards, and going forward, by making sure that the law is applied as it should be.
Oh, yeah.
In a fair and impartial way.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Now it comes out there were 500 groups targeted by the IRS. It's on the top of the Drudge Report. Number of targeted groups swells to 500 groups. If you were a communist front group, not even hiding, you got a rubber stamp immediately from Obama's IRS tax man. If you were a patriot who loved the Constitution, you were suspect. Look, this is the... Don't be shocked. You remember after the Boston bombing, when Obama's brain, Broken Axelrod, was asked on one show who did it and why the president, what he was thinking? He said, well, the president's thinking it's someone with a tax day protest. You remember that. He said someone with a tax day protest. So don't think he had nothing to do with this. You're never going to touch him, though. That's the point. Nothing happens in an organization at this level without the head guy giving it, you know, even, let's say he was walking with his hand over his mouth and a toothpick. And he goes, whatever. However they do it. I watch too many movies, admittedly. It's not going to be in an email. It's a gesture. It's a pinky moves. A flicker of the eyelid. They probably could hold up in, like a list, let's say, Patriots, anybody, or Constitution. And he could be sitting there, let's say, cleaning his teeth. If his eye moves a certain way, a wink or a twitch, that means yes. Break them over your knee. Communist, no, are you kidding? Put me in. Social, no. Socialist Workers' Party, no, look into them. Spartacus League, no, they're legitimate. Don't look into them. They're our best friends. You know, that's how it works if that's your orientation, if you're a corrupt administration, which they're not, of course. That's why I wrote the poem for him tonight, The Teflon Swan. And if you missed it, it's on michaelsavage.com. It's real simple. The Teflon Swan spoke. The right-wing fever broke. Scandals come and scandals go. The vandals sail through the gates. Too smooth, too cool to be guilty, say the ducks as the swan swam on. Now, the quotable line is the right-wing fever broke, said Savage. But, of course, since I'm unknown in the media, nobody will give me credit for that unless it's stolen tomorrow by somebody who is very well known and has no brains whatsoever, but is a good ad reader. So then that's the way it is. But just remember, you heard the right-wing fever broke. That's basically the news. The headline on my show tonight, if I was the Daily Savage, in my day, if I were a newspaper and I was running an afternoon edition, the late-night edition, picture Walter Winchell's newspaper, picture Savage's, picture a newsroom of the 1950s, picture presses running with ink on people's hands and printers and excitement in newsrooms, headlines thrown in the street, packages of papers coming out of the back of trucks to newsstands, right-wing fever breaks. That would be the headline. Ousted IRS chief claims in an email that he's leaving because, quote, my acting assignment ends early in June. What does that have to do with my acting assignment? Think about how complicated the English language is. He's not at the Cannes Film Festival. My acting assignment ends in early June. Now, you have to understand how to say that. You have to say that my acting assignment ends in early June. If he emphasizes the word the wrong way, you'd think he's in the theater. My acting assignment ends in early June. That would be like a guy in the Cannes Film Festival. But no, he's the head of the ousted IRS chief. So he says my acting assignment ends in early June. But it's a funny play of words because it was his acting assignment. He was acting to be a legitimate chief of the IRS. He was acting to be an impartial IRS chief. It's pretty good. The language is beautiful. It's one of the most entertaining things on earth is language. If you really love language as I do, wow. Let's see. IRS approved liberal groups while Tea Party in limbo. That's a given. IRS Tea Party letters came from D.C. headquarters into California offices, right. Rubio, these are the tactics of the third world. Well, he would know very well about that. IRS employee donate disproportionately to Obama. No kidding. I mean, what government agency, what employees of the government don't donate disproportionately to Obama? Tell me, which agency? And how long would they last? GOP rep, impeachment not off the table. All right, you could see it on the Drudge Report. That's all. Long, hot summer. Yeah, I don't know. It's going to be, like Citizen Kane. If these hearings go on into August, they already forgot it, the average Schmendrick out there. You think he knows? They don't know. They look at Leon DiCaprio at movies and what dress she's wearing. And look what went on today. Look what they covered it up with.
I'm Wolf Blitzer. Well, we're sitting outside the Joni Arias trial, and in a moment we'll talk about Eric Holder.
He lumped all three together so you couldn't tell the difference. By the time Wolf Blitzer got through with his dissimulation of what was going on, you didn't know whether it was Joni Arias or Eric Holder or Barack Obama that he was talking about. That little, he thinks he's getting away with murder. I love it with that white beard of his. What a shanda he is on his people and his family. Oh, my God. I hope his mother is still alive and she punishes him for what he does to this country. I wonder if Wolf Blitzer's mother takes pleasure in him. I can't imagine. I hope she's alive. I hope she's different than him, but I don't know. Who knows what he comes from, what his background. We have no idea. Oil cloth, seltzer bottles, the triangle shirtwaist fire. I don't know what he's raised on. He sure behaves shamefully in my estimation. He's the face of CNN. like the old man of CNN. Wow, do they need to dump him. Susan Rice poised for promotion despite Benghazi. No, they're gonna make her. They're gonna embarrass her. Are you kidding? She's one of them. She's been with them from the beginning. What do you mean? They're gonna move her down? No, are you crazy? She's gonna teach probably University of Chicago Law School or NYU. Probably anti something or other. How to sue? Look within your family for a lawsuit. I don't know. I think it's over by and large. Holden may get a tinge of touching, but he's. We have Boehner saying he was going to go to jail. Play the Boehner piece. Let me hear the Boehner piece.
The IRS has admitted to targeting conservatives, even if the White House continues to be stuck on the word if. Now, my question isn't about who's going to resign. My question is, who's going to jail over this scandal?
Amazing. He's so out of character for John Boehner. He's like 2 weeks late on this, number one. He said it at the wrong time. He should have said this like 2-3 days ago. It would have been better. But now it's like almost after. It's almost after the fact. He was building up to this. I mean, he should have said it at the height of the fever. You don't say a thing like that after the fever breaks. Oh, it's interesting to watch these things. It really is. Okay, let's take some calls. See how you. I'm going to take your pulse. I want to see what you have to say on the Savage Nation. Let's go to KSFO in my hometown of San Francisco. Sean, welcome from KSFO. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Hey, thanks for taking the call. Hey, Mike, I'm living out here for a decade, and I am born in the Bronx just like you.
I'm sorry to hear it.
Why I fell in love with this show is because you have a soothing voice and attitude. You tell the truth, and it's like, you know, it's like hanging out with a friend in the backyard in a barbecue.
Look, Sean, the thing is that radio is supposed to be somewhat pleasant. If you're going to sit up there every day screaming about the Constitution, who's going to listen to that? And you cannot sit there day in and day out and hate Obama. He's despicable what he's doing to the country. But the more you scream about it, the more you drive people away from the truth.
Mike, nobody out here would ever understand that, especially from a New York.
No, they don't. No, that's the thing about San Francisco. The people are very, very disconnected from reality. By and large, it's true, Sean. It's very hard to communicate with them. You ask people from anywhere else in the country. I've lived here since 75. You tell someone a joke here that you don't really know. They look at you like with a blank eye. They don't even know what you just said. And it's not that they're unintelligent. There's something missing, and I don't know what it is.
They're disconnected. If I could say one thing quick, I said a joke to a girl at a register one day buying something for $3.75, and she charged me $375. I learned in California, keep your mouth shut.
That's it. Don't even try to tell a joke to these stiffs. But this is the funny thing is I'm soaring on WABC in New York, and Persons 12 Plus, the show is number two. The only show that beat me was an oldie show, but in news and talk, I'm the king of New York. Think about that. The show just started there on WABC a few months ago. You know what bothers me is like if you watch movies and they have someone from radio or a radio station in the script, like, you're listening to W whatever, it's never the show I'm on. I've been on 18 years. I have the greatest voice in radio, the most distinctive voice in radio, the most unique voice in talk radio, the most recognizable voice in talk radio, and they make believe I don't exist. How do you like that? So what am I supposed to do? Does it matter at the end of the day? You can't take it with you. What are you going to take, ratings with you? You're going to take ratings with you? You know, I saw something that intrigued me today, which is, it's not God speaking, but the Cannes Film Festival is on right now. And there's this movie, Gatsby, whatever. I'm not going to go see it. I'm not interested in Leon DiCaprio's version of the novel. I never even liked the novel, truthfully. I read it because Hemingway was a friend of the author, and I was a fan of Hemingway, so I thought I should read The Great Gatsby. I didn't like it with Great Neck, and I understand the rich are different than you and I. The rich are different than you and I. They have more money. Okay, got it. And he was insecure because he had a small Schmendrick, the writer of it, who wrote The Great Gatsby, the original one. He went to the museum with Hemingway, and they were looking at a Greek statue, and they talked about that. You know, that was way before Viagra and all, but they were looking at the statue from the point of view of anatomy. And it turns out the writer of The Great Gatsby, the original author of the novel, was, insecure about that particular part, his manhood, in other words. Oh, that's right. He was insecure about his manhood, so Hemingway took him to the museum, and they looked at Greek statues, and he said, look, this is what guys looked like in ancient Greece. So you're not smaller than the average guy. I don't know that it helped him very much. But the point is that that intrigued me about the I don't know, as a young guy, 18, 19, you read these things. It's interesting. Yeah, F. Scott Fitzgerald. So I read The Great Gatsby. So now the movie's out, and it rained on their parade today. So, wow, that's interesting. You want to draw, like, conclusions on that? I don't draw conclusions on that. The she looks good. Nicole Kidman still looks good. Must be the Australian sun. He's turned out to be pretty good as an actor. As time has gone on, I've warmed up to him. In the beginning, I wasn't a great fan of Leon DiCaprio, but come on, you can't knock the guy. His acting is incredible. I loved him the best in that movie with the Boston cops. I don't even The Departed with Jack Nicholson, incredible. Who's going to play a Holder and Obama? That's the problem. You see, there's not a big pool. How many parts, think about this, when this administration is over and they do a movie about it, who could actually play Holder or Obama? There's not too many actors who could do that. You see, there are many actors who can play because of the racial thing. I mean, you can't, you understand, this is very interesting. It's a paradox for the movie makers. There aren't too many actors who could play Obama, incidentally. He's a true original. He's as smooth as a swan. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
I'm a huge fan and customer of Blinds.com, not just for their design of blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes, but for their exemplary service, too. Look, the CEO asks every customer, is there anything we can do to improve? Here's what Doris said. I loved everything about my Blinds.com order. The fit, perfect. The product, A+. The delivery, speedy. The price, fantastic. And installation, an absolute dream. Even my husband, who can barely hold a screwdriver, loved helping me. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Monica loves their sure fit guarantee. It takes all the pressure off measuring, because even if I mismeasure, they'll remake it for free. I'll be sharing more listener experiences with you in the future. Look, as always, you'll get free color samples, free shipping, and no sales tax in most states. And if you hurry, you can save up to 20% on their most popular wood and faux wood blinds. Only at Blinds.com, where prices crush home improvement store prices. Write it down. Blinds.com. Nowhere else. Blinds.com.
This is an urgent call to action. If the thought of Barack Obama's next 4 years makes you cringe, you need to hear this. President Obama is guilty of high crimes and misdemeanors, which are grounds for impeachment, as is laid out in the Constitution. In addition to trying to wipe out the Second Amendment, Obama lied to the American people about the terrorist attack in Benghazi, covered up the Fast and Furious scandal, along with four other impeachable offenses. And it appears members of Congress are close to action. The Conservative Majority Fund has a plan to begin hearings, but it starts with you. Call now to sign the official petition to impeach Barack Hussein Obama. Call 1-800-332-1499 to sign the petition. Call 1-800-332-1499 today. And if you call in the next 6 minutes, you'll receive a free Impeach Obama bumper sticker. So call 1-800-332-1499. Again, call 1-800-332-1499. That's 1-800-332-1499.
Paid for by the Conservative Majority Fund. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. ConservativesNow.com.
There's a lot of talk out there about your Second Amendment right to bear arms, and that's causing many firearms stores to run short on inventory. If this is your experience, then come by Templar Sports in Los Gatos, the Bay Area's newest firearms and sport fishing store. At Templar Sports, they're getting a new inventory of guns, ammo, and accessories every week. Need your hunting or fishing license? They've got it. Fresh and saltwater tackle and bait? They've got that too. Templar Sports in Los Gatos has experts ready to help you with everything from firearms and accessories to safety and instruction. There's a lot of talk today about your Second Amendment rights. Some of it's getting louder and louder. If you're a longtime gun owner or just beginning to explore the idea, the experts at Templar Sports in Los Gatos are there to help you find what's right for you. Visit them online at TemplarSports.net. That's T-E-M-P-L-A-R Sports.net. Safety, service, and community. Get to Templar Sports in Los Gatos and find the firearm and gear that's right for you.
For years now, you've been hearing testimonial reviews about Ovation Cell Therapy and how Ovation can
help grow your hair thicker, stronger, and longer.
Repair dry, brittle, damaged hair from overprocessing and heat styling.
Dramatically reduce hair loss and breakage due to stress or harsh medicines.
Restore your hair's healthy shine and appearance.
These testimonials are from real people with the same hair growth issues you have, and they love to share their stories.
I normally don't write reviews on products. Who has the time? But Ovation Cell Therapy is an exception.
I've had a lot of bleaching and dyeing treatments over the years, so it's been important to use quality products. With Ovation Cell Therapy, the breakage caused by these treatments has completely stopped. My hair is stronger, shinier, and has more volume. I honestly wouldn't be without Ovation. It's that amazing.
For healthier, shinier, more manageable hair, log on to OvationHair.com and enter KSFO at checkout for a special introductory discount. That's OvationHair.com and enter KSFO at checkout.
They're sports cars, they're muscle cars, but there's only one true American supercar, the Chevrolet Corvette.
Ho, 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 look out now!
And the place to get yours is the number one Corvette dealer west of the Rockies, Boardwalk Chevrolet in Redwood City. Boardwalk has an amazing selection of over 50 new Corvettes available. Powerful coupes, cool convertibles, even the awesome Z06 and ZR1 models. Boardwalk has all the colors and performance options you want. And in order to secure a large allotment of the all-new C7 Stingray, Boardwalk Chevrolet is dealing like never before. Right now, all 2013 Corvettes in stock are $10,000 off MSRP. That's a $2,000 factory rebate. That's a whopping $10,000 off every new 2013 Corvette in stock. Get even more deals and view Boardwalk's entire selection of new Corvettes online at BoardwalkChevrolet.com or see Boardwalk Chevrolet off 101 in Whipple in Redwood City. Boardwalk Chevrolet, find new roads.
This is the number one talk station in the Bay Area. Strong, proud, and always conservative. Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
It is the Savage Nation. So the acting head of the IRS is stepping down because his acting term is up. His term of acting as the IRS chief is up. I don't know if he can testify now that he's gone. It could be they dumped him because now he, you know what I'm saying? Can he testify? And you think he's going to blow the whistle on him as anyone above him to save his own skin? He's gone. The wet carpet. Leonardo DiCaprio is among the hosts of stars left drenched as the Cannes Film Festival opening ceremony is hit by rain. And there he is with all of the, you know, beautiful people of the world with the perfect makeup and the rotten souls. It's amazing. It must be very hard being an actor or an actress. I can't imagine how hard it is. What you have to put up with in yourself every day to come up. Are you kidding? I don't even like to put on a clean shirt to go to the takeout for a takeout lunch. I don't know how they do this. Well, I guess that's why there's such high drug usage to get them up there. But who could play, just before we get back to serious stuff, who could play Obama and Holder in a movie years from now? Let's say years from now when it's all over. So we have a list. Don Cheadle I like very much. He possibly could. Denzel is getting a little old for the but he could play. Eddie Murphy, I don't know if he could do a serious role. Will Smith, Jamie Foxx. Samuel Jackson Jr. is too typecast. Morgan Freeman's over the hill, couldn't do it. I guess we'd have to rule out O.J. Simpson right now. Bill Cosby, I hear, is looking for work. Forrest Whitaker's a great actor, but he's got the weird eye, and that's out. You can't see him playing Obama. I don't know. The weird eye is an interesting effect because I guess Forrest Whitaker with the weird eye could play a future Eric Holder after 20 years in Leavenworth. You know, we're from bad food and no sunlight, the eye goes out. Yeah, why am I having such a good time? What is wrong with me? Then there's David Haysbert, who I understand played the president in the series 24. He's the new insurance guy. Yes, make sure you got that. His voice comes out of the child. I'm so tired of certain ads. I'm tired of his voice. I'm tired of seeing him everywhere. I'm tired of the gecko. I can't stand one more image of that. I'd like to run the gecko over. I can't stand it anymore. In the beginning, it was funny, you know, Teddy. But everywhere you come, it's already with the wise gecko with Rupert Murdoch's voice. It's enough already. So here we are back to square one. No newspapers, nothing to fall back on, all ad-lib, straight up. Straight up, Michael Savage. My spirits are good. Why? I don't understand it. Why do I feel so good? Even though I know that the scandal is somewhat over for Obama, I feel liberated in a strange way from the pressure I've been under with all of this. Yeah, it's going to go on, yes. And probably Holder will get burnt somewhat. But forget about the head guy. He's not. This is not going to do it. The right-wing fever broke. That. Do you agree with me or disagree? Let's start with that question. Because this is very controversial, what I'm saying. I realize that. But I'm doing, you know, there's the, in acting, there's known as the Stella Adler School of Natural Acting, and that's how it started. where she taught people not to act but be themselves and project it into the roles. Okay, we all know about that. But if you get into broadcasting, there are many theories on broadcasting, none of which have I ever read because I never went to broadcasting school. All I did was get up here and tell it like it is. In other words, I'm giving you me. People meet me, they say, God, you're just like a, you sound on the radio. I can't believe it. I said, well, what'd you expect, an act? So let's take some callers and take your temperature. Okay, what do you want to talk about? We have, oh, thank God, it's already time for a break. I was working up a sweat to this point. No, I will take your calls. The minute I come back, it's all calls. Your calls, you talk, I respond. You talk, I respond. Then I'll play some more of the Teflon Swan speech. And before you know it, there it is. It's the Savage Nation. Be here or be nowhere.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
On March 25th, 2013, socialism died, according to Craig Smith, trusted friend and author of The Great Debasement. Well, what happened? Citizens of the tiny Mediterranean island of Cyprus and the world lost trust in their banks. Some will lose 60% or more of their life savings. The European bank raid in Cyprus reveals that social democratic welfare states can never again be trusted. When people lose confidence in their government and banks, they take their money and run, says Craig in a brand new white paper, Why Cyprus Matters. Could politicians loot your life savings account as they did in Cyprus? Truth is, they already have and could have plans to take it all. That's right. Call Swiss America now to get this vital new report, Why Cyprus Matters, at 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. You must discover who really owns the money in your bank account now. Call 800-289-2646. Do it now. 800-289-2646. Cyprus Matters.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO. The search for a suspect continues in a triple stabbing in San Jose that left a 1-year-old and a 40-year-old dead and a 3-year-old injured. A man has been acquitted of murder and robbery charges for the death of a man in Golden Gate Park over an alleged marijuana-related debt. 24-year-old Marcus Herrera was one of two men charged in the death of 55-year-old Robert Musil near Sharon Art Studio in April of 2012. And Tesla says it plans to sell 2.7 million new shares and raise $450 million in a bond sale. The electric car company says it'll use the money to prepay its $465 million loan for the Department of Energy. Road, your KSFO traffic update, eastbound 80 at American Canyon Road. Got a car that conked out off to the side there. And an accident northbound 101 Montague Expressway. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Security and advisory services offered through NPC, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Petucci and Associates Insurance Services and NPC are separate and unrelated companies.
We are well into 2013. The economic policies are what they are. The big question is, how will these new policies affect you and me? Brian Sussman here. So what's going to happen to your finances and your retirement plans? What kind of investments do you need to make to your portfolio? What's your game plan? One guy who could help, Pat Vitucci, a local independent financial advisor. And you know, as an independent advisor with 15 offices around the Bay Area, Pat's not obligated to any particular type of investments. He'll do what's best for you. He's a local guy, and he and I have done many seminars together. He's been in business for over 30 years. You can call on him anytime for a complimentary, no-obligation consultation. 800-472-8305. 800-472-8305. And don't forget to check don'tinvestandforget.com for upcoming events with Pat Vitucci. 800-472-8305.
Never bet on a horse named Tripod. Never go cliff diving with a guy named Cliff. It's just too many cliffs. Never play leapfrog with a unicorn. And never trust a car that hasn't been trusted to Midas. Save on brakes, tires, maintenance, and total car care for a car you can depend on long after the warranty expires. You deserve the Midas touch. Get a comprehensive oil change, tire rotation, and visual brake check for $19.99. Up to 5 quarts conventional oil. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
When you want to know what the best product is, you ask an expert.
So if you want to know why the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer is the best for you and your family, just ask doctors and nurses why they use it at work and at home, and they'll tell you. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer gives a fast, accurate reading with just a gentle forehead scan and is backed by more than 40 published medical studies. Those all add up to peace of mind that your family is using the best and a great value for the money. Get yours today at Babies R Us, Toys R Us, and other fine retailers.
You haven't filed a tax return in years. Doing nothing is just waiting to get caught. Going it alone and representing yourself is risky. So where do you turn?
I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. For over 30 years, the tax attorneys and CPAs at Moskowitz LLP have helped people resolve their tax problems. Our team of tax attorneys and CPAs will explain all of your options and come up with the best strategy for your situation, even if you don't have the money to pay the taxes. No matter how long it's been since you last filed a tax return, call Moskowitz LLP to find out how we can help you. We're aggressive, experienced, and accessible.
Nothing replaces real experience when dealing with the IRS or state. Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL.
Well, after Whistleblower Wednesday, it's time for a Thirsty Thursday because, man, do we need a beverage. Join me, Brian Sussman, Melanie Morgan, and Katie Green, 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
I'm the only resident of Hotel California. Welcome to the program. I live in my own hotel. Play, come on, don't kill the song. All right, enough. They got it. They got it. King of Talk in New York, Michael Savage, in April. No, it's good. I'm look, if I can't ride on my own high, what should I do? Ask you to make me feel good? I got to take it. This is the equivalent of the Academy Awards. So I'm only beaten by an oldies station. So now what I have to do is start playing their oldies on my show, and I'll be number one. You see, I could play their oldies because they didn't create them, but they can't do me because I'm me. Isn't that great? So what do you want to talk about? The Obama scandal? Yeah, all right, fine. I'm tired of it already. I'm exhausted from it. It exhausted me. I'm worn out. Boehner said, who's going to go to jail? All right, yeah, who's going to go to jail? I don't know. By the time the Obamaites get through with them, one of the Republicans will go to jail. That's what I'm afraid of. They keep this up, one of them are liable to wind up in handcuffs. I hope not, but that's what I'm afraid of. You know, either you got something and use it already. Stop already. Stop. What do you really have here? Let's see. Let's break it down. People died because Obama said stand down. All right, who goes to jail on that one? Nobody. Who possibly will not become president because of that? Hillary Clinton. So that's not touching Obama or Holder. That's number one. Let's go to scandal two. I'll break them down for you. Pure, unadulterated Grecian logic. Number two scandal, tap scan. All right. Holder, Justice Department, taps the reporters. Didn't actually tap, didn't wiretap, didn't really listen. Just asked for the phone numbers, who they were talking to. Serious stuff. Does it rise to the level of impeachment and firing? It would if the reporters were not liberal. It would if he were a Republican and a white man. But since the opposite is true, it won't. So that's number two. So we've dismissed two. I'm giving you two projections. Then we got number three. Number three is the one that Obama put behind him today, fired the IRS guy. Goodbye, Charlie. Goodbye, Charlie. Now, the only good news here is that this will go on. It will tarnish them to some extent. It may have chastened them somewhat. It's an interesting word, chastened. It may have chastened them. It should. A normal person would pull their horns in a little bit. A normal politician who's not insanely drunk on power would, you know, cool it a little bit and back off a little bit on the pushing the American people around like they're a bunch of serfs. But these guys don't have that in them. They are so brazen from what they've gotten away with from the get-go that I don't know that they will pull their horns back in. This guy wants to barrel us over the cliff with his agenda no matter what. He's not letting anything stop him. So that's the bad news. A normal politician will be somewhat constrained, chastened. back off from goading the American people. Stop the hate coming out of Obama's mouth. Stop attacking the constitutionalists. Stop attacking the Tea Party. Stop attacking conservatives like we're not Americans. Stop kissing the behinds of Islamists. You know what I'm saying? That's what you'd expect from a normal American president. But you're not going to get it from him. So there, I've given you your moment of red meat. I gave you the minute of real red meat from the guts, one from the heart. Because that's what it comes down to. You think we're not sick of this character? You think I'm not sick of what they're doing to this country, how they're bending over backwards for the Islamists and hating the patriots? You think I don't see the twist in the set and frame? You think I don't see the upside-down world? You don't think I see the Alice in Wonderland nature of what these two have done to this country and whoever it is pulling their strings? I do. I do. But what can I do about it? I'm not going to get a stroke over it. I'll do the best I can, and that's it. So if I tell a few jokes now and again or get light on it, you'll have to accept it because, you know, you at the end of the day have a life to lead, and you're going to leave listening to the radio and go back to the regular life and say it's bad, but I don't think it's going to lead to the impeachment of Obama or the firing of Holder. So you may as well take up the ukulele. That's all. You may as well get a ukulele and take up an instrument and while you're your time away. So I said I would take some calls, and I will take some calls. Let's go to WABC in New York City. Who's the best ABC caller? They've been holding for an hour, so they're stale by now. Holding an hour and a half. Steve on KSFO in San Francisco. Go ahead, please. Neil, freshen up the drink.
Reason for the stand-down order is what is the real killer point. They were supposed to have kidnapped him so they could trade him to the Muslim Brotherhood as a barter piece to get the blind sheikh back. And that's why
that was one theory. He was also exporting weapons from Libya to the Syrian al-Qaeda or rebels, so-called.
Yeah, the same ones that were going to kidnap him and trade him for the blind sheikh to Morsi to broker the deal.
Okay, so what's the point?
Well, the point is there are people in the department, in the FBI that my wife has talked to, they're afraid to put anything in an email or say anything on the phone about it, but they believe that it was the reason the stand-down order was given.
You mean they want, you're saying that you're confirming my suspicion that they wanted the ambassador dead?
No, they wanted to kidnap him and trade him.
Wait, you got me confused. Who wanted to kidnap him?
The Muslim Brotherhood wanted him kidnapped so they could trade him for the bar.
All right, so why did he get? So who let him get killed?
The SEALs, because they went and did a firefight. If they hadn't been there, that would have been over in an hour.
You're confusing my audience. Who let the ambassador die? In your opinion?
Yeah, I think they drug out the fire.
All right, I can't follow this anymore. It blew my mood already. I was sailing. I was doing well. Thank you for the call, sir. You gave me two answers. The wife now, the FBI. Okay, Mobile, Alabama. Mobile, Alabama. Not mobile. That's really bad. Mobile. Used to be an auto gas station, Mobile Oil. I liked it as a kid. There's something nice about their logo. I was filling up 35 cents again. Mobile, Alabama. David, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Dr. Savage, it's an honor. You know, I can tell you why I feel like I have a lighter heart about all of this, is that I think we've seen a real stab in the heart of the idea that government can be benevolent. I think if you remember last week, he gave this speech where he said, don't fear government. And I think if there's been one thing in this agenda is that he's pushed this whole concept that if we give them a little bit more money and they can be more benevolent with it, and that's been kind of the center for him, and that's been his agenda. I believe Obama's going to skate, but I believe this whole concept of the agenda of more government is going to be more benevolent has died.
Well, David Axelrod, Obama's brain, said that it was he didn't manage any of this because it was too big for him to manage. So he admitted the government's too big.
Right. I mean, he's in essence, and that's been the kind of crazy thing, is that they keep stabbing themselves whenever they say these kind of things. And you know,
but here's the problem, David. You're politically turned on. You're acute. You listen to it all. The average person cares about the Jody Arias trial, which slut walked on the red carpet to look like a lady. You know what I'm saying? Cannes red carpet glamour. And that's what they're. You're not going to get the Obama voters to care about any of this. They don't care what the swan does.
No, I agree with you.
The Teflon Swan is how they see him. Smooth as silk, untouchable by scandals. They don't care what his agenda is, as long as this guy doesn't get touched. That's all they care about. They love him. David, do you understand that they're in love with him? They worship him?
Yes, and like all love, love is blind. And
that's interesting.
And that too. But in my own heart, I just feel better because, you know, I think America comes from a common heritage that we don't trust government. And I've been afraid.
Well, you see, that was true, but it's not true. Because what you have now in America are people dependent upon government to an extent that I've not seen in my lifetime. You also have now added to that puzzle tens of millions, perhaps, of illegal aliens who come from a despotic socialist background where they want a powerful, corrupt leader, and they respect such a powerful, corrupt leader. They actually want a dictatorship. They love it. They crave it because they're born slaves. Do you understand what I just said? I mean, people don't even understand the differential between Americans who understand independence, independence of spirit, and a slave mentality of people who come here from slave countries and try to bring everything they left behind. And you wonder why we are objecting to the mass swearing in, as it were, of these loyalists to that type of government. I'll let it go with that before I say something I really mean. 1-855-400-7282 is the Savage Nation. 855-407. What's the number? 855-400-SAVAGE. Can we have any more of that rock and roll? You gave me the playlist, Neil. Play one of the other songs there in the oldies that we have. Any other oldie now? I need a breather. Then we'll take a call. And we'll take your call. I'll take a call while you're looking for him. Let's go to WMAL. Raymond, you're on the set. What's this? No, knock it. I'll break the record. WMAL. Raymond, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please. David.
This is Raymond.
Yes, Raymond. Sorry, what's on your mind?
A quick comment, Mr. Savage. I believe that these people walking along a reservoir that supplies water, which is very important to life, it might be a prelude.
I reported at the beginning of the hour that seven Muslims from Pakistan, Saudi Arabia, and Singapore were initially arrested for walking around a reservoir outside of Boston late at night, and then they were released because there was no evidence they were doing anything wrong. Are you kidding me? What, are we waiting for them to poison the reservoir, the water supply?
Well, they tried to blow up one of the trade buildings by putting a truckload of explosion, but the foundation was too strong, so they had to come back a second time and use projectiles.
Well, what I'm saying is that here you have a Massachusetts cop, state policeman, comes upon five men, two women and five men from Saudi Arabia, Pakistan, and Singapore, around the reservoir outside of Boston. They're initially arrested. And then the group says, well, no, we weren't doing anything wrong. We're chemical engineers, and we're recent college graduates, and we have an educational interest in the reservoir. And because of the idiocy of the legal system that we have, the corrupt, broken, liberal legal system, the police had to release them. And now the FBI steps in and to undertake an investigation. At the end of it, I can guarantee you the cop will lose his job, and there'll be diversity training in the police department to make sure that they never racially profile anyone walking around a reservoir at midnight, as long as they don't look like Timothy McVeigh. Because that's what the FBI does. Because everything under Obama got shifted. The set and frame got reversed. Instead of the FBI rightly looking at potential Islamists, the FBI has been turned upside down and is now looking at patriots. This is, see, at the end of the day, what this scandal with the IRS shows us is that the perverted worldview of Obama, Holder, and the minions that he put in power. Who were they targeting? People who love the U.S. Constitution. Who were they targeting? Tea Party groups. That means your grandmother. That means your father. That means people have had it up to here with taxation without representation. Who were they targeting? Returning war veterans who were patriotic groups. Who were they targeting? They were targeting, in other words, the rock-ribbed American that we grew up knowing was the backbone of the country. Who were they not targeting? The people who should be targeted. That's who they should be targeted. So the country has been literally turned upside down. In the few years that Obama's been in power, he's twisted the entire matrix of the nation. So you say, well, that's a big deal now. Yeah, well, how are you going to untwist it? He hasn't left. We haven't put someone in who sees the world through American eyes. You want to say it in a benign way, he sees the world through internationalist eyes, if you want to be benign about it. If you want to be a little more severe, I could put it in other terms. But let's leave it at internationalist eyes. Any true American, any patriotic American, any overtly nationalistic American is an enemy of the Obama administration. As look at who they targeted. Go down the list of the 500 groups that the IRS basically harassed. Let's call it harassment. That's what they did. Did they harass any communist groups? No. Did they harass any Black Panther-like groups? No. Did they harass any campus groups filled with Islamists or those wanting Sharia law? I doubt it. So in other words, the entire optic chiasma of America has been literally warped. Warped, if you want to use an ophthalmological term for those of you out there in the eye business. The optic chiasma has been just completely destroyed under Obama. Or to put it in another way, the old psychological phrase of set and frame. They have reversed the set and frame of the entire nation. Can it ever be fixed again? Well, I would hope that the scandals would help America awaken to the fact that we have a twisted, perverted worldview as reflected in the Obama administration. I'll leave it at that and take a break.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
And here we are. It's the Michael Savage Show, May 15, 2013. Let's begin with all the news of the day on michaelsavage.com, home of Borders, Language, and Culture. Let's see. D.C. turns on Obama. Fox in the hen house. What does that mean? Would you believe that the Hitler of Iran has been selected to chair the U.N. Arms Control Forum? That's right. Well, that's like having Eric Holder as top cop in America, isn't it? Yeah. Would you say that's the fox in the hen house? I would. What else is in the news? Well, you know, this is a sickening one. Remember that crap about 2 years ago about our brave Army Ranger, Marine Rangers who were in a firefight and killed the Taliban who were trying to kill them, and then a photo came out of them urinating on their corpses? The Marine officer in charge of them, who wasn't even there, is facing a court-martial. Can you believe this? He wasn't even in the field with them. That's the new military under Barack Hussein Obama. Europe's Muslims fighting world jihad war. The Netherlands is the biggest supplier of weapons to them. They're taking over Europe one nation at a time. And instead of fighting with weapons, they're using the laws of the West to defeat the West. And then there were five Obama scandals. Five Obama scandals. One after the other. What else is in the news? Well, let's go to the Drudge Report. IRS asked for Facebook posts, reading lists, private thoughts. The IRS approved liberal groups while the Tea Party was left in limbo for years. A prominent Catholic female professor claims the IRS audited her because she spoke out against Barack Hussein Obama. They demanded to know who was paying her. Can you believe this? Meanwhile, Eric Holder, the top cop in America, says, I was not involved. Meanwhile, the IRS is now blaming all of this on two little employees who went rogue. Remember I said it was rogue employees? Sure. They acted on their own like hell they did. What else is going on? Carl Levin, remember him? The one with the glasses on his nose? Carl Levin, the slumlord of Michigan. He actually wrote letters to the IRS demanding an investigation of conservative groups. How many years have I told you about trickle-down tyranny? How many years have I told you about liberal fascism? How many years have I told you about the illegitimate gang running America? It's all come home to roost. And by the way, David Broken Axelrod, Obama's brain, says Obama had nothing to do with these scandals. He said the government is too vast for Obama to control. Exactly, Mr. Axelrod. Which is why the Tea Party was created, to make this vast government a lot smaller. All this and more right here on the Savage Nation. So which news item is finally going to wake you up? You know, I have AOL as an emailer, the old primitive AOL. I've never changed it from the day I started with email in 1492 when Columbus discovered America. And you know, I go on and the brain loses 50 or 100 IQ points every time I click on my email just to go through their what they put up. They never put any news up. It's always
licking the boots of Obama and Michelle, licking Michelle's shoes, licking Obama's fingernails. Even they've turned on him. Even AOL's little newsflash is saying White House spied on reporters. Why? Why do you think they're freaking out? Because they realize that, well, let's put it to you this way. If they're spying on me, they could be spying on them. Do you assume the Obama regime is monitoring your phone and email? I always have. I've always assumed that there's a spy in the government monitoring my phones and emails. I personally have nothing to hide. But I can guarantee you there are agents listening to everybody in the conservative media, whether it be radio, whether it be the internet. I've assumed it for years. But then again, I told you that I don't trust this guy for obvious reasons. There's a perfect storm brewing around Obama finally. The ship looks like it's hit an iceberg. Who inside his government is leaking all of this damaging information and all at once, and why? I can speculate why, but I don't know who. Somebody is leaking all of this at once. He tapped the AP. He's investigating people through his IRS. All at once it's coming out. And all at once he's trying to scramble to cover up with his big, booming, lying voice that he knew nothing about it. Well, let me tell you something. The buck stops there. The buck stops there. Why do you think somebody inside his administration is finally trying to bring him down? Why? Because they recognize what a clear and present danger he is to the survival of the United States of America. My personal belief is somebody in this government realizes that the damage he's doing is far worse than even we know. Far worse than what we know. Wait till you see what comes out over the next few days. It's far worse than you can imagine. I've been trying to alert you, but hey, you didn't want to know about the generals and the admiral fired to cover up Benghazi Gate. That was unto itself impeachable. To fire admirals and an admiral and generals to cover up Obamagate because they were ready to send help and they wouldn't dummy up and lie for this guy? You didn't care about that. So I'll ask you on the Savage Nation, which news item upsets you more and why? Is it Benghazi Gate or the IRS singling out conservative groups for additional scrutiny? Or is it the news story, the new revelation, that they've been targeting Associated Press reporters? How do you feel about that? And how do you think the Obama administration is going to handle these three brewing scandals? Who do you think will be fired? Who will be fired? Somebody's going. Somebody is going. Obama's going to throw somebody overboard finally. The big story, of course, is that the Obama government secretly obtained the Associated Press phone records. It went on all the way into the Associated Press. His friends at the Associated Press were being listened in on, as it were. Listened in on what the News Cooperative's top executive himself, a left-winger, called, quote, a massive and unprecedented intrusion in how news organizations gather the news. These records were gotten by Holder's Justice Department. And what did they steal? What did the communist spies snoop on? Well, the Justice Department under Holder listed incoming and outgoing calls of these reporters. They recorded the duration of each call. They got the work and personal phone numbers of individual reporters. They used general AP office numbers in New York, Washington, Hartford, Connecticut. They spied and tapped into, they hacked the main number for AP reporters in the House of Representatives press gallery, according to attorneys for the Associated Press. In all, your government, your communist liberal government, seized those records from more than 20 separate telephone lines assigned to our number one news gathering organization, which is ironic here because they're his bootlickers, AP and its journalists, in April and May of 2012. The exact number of so-called stenographers who used the phone lines during that period is unknown. But more than 100 stenographer journalists work in the offices whose phone records were targeted on a wide array of stories about government and other matters. Do you hear what's going on? Do you have any idea? You have to be brain dead not to pay attention to this now. And now it comes out on the IRS story that it was not out of an obscure provincial office in Cleveland that the IRS targeting of conservative groups originated. It comes out that it was in Washington, D.C., and two other offices that it was done. Officials in the El Monte and Laguna Niguel office in California sent similar questionnaires to Tea Party-affiliated groups. The communist infiltration of America is at an all-time high. My feeling is that all of these leaks are being promulgated by somebody inside the Obama White House itself, or somebody in the FBI, or somebody in the CIA
who realizes the danger this republic is in from this out-of-control criminal gang that is destroying the semblances of freedom that we have left in this country. WABC Jeff, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Hi, how you doing? I'm an ex-IRS agent, and I was not an exempt organization, so I don't know about, you know, specifically what happened. But when I heard it was low-level employees, and then I heard the questions that were asked, I started laughing, you know, because that's impossible that a low-level employee does it.
Right, that's my supposition. No low-level employee would dare do this because they'd lose their job. They were following orders, correct?
I'll tell you how exact. Yes. I'll tell you how the low-level employee wouldn't have been able to issue that request for information because the manager would have stopped him right then and there. Uh-huh. So I'll tell you what happened.
Please.
If you ask questions like that, they had to go to local council. So local council either modified it, took out, added, did whatever they had to do. Then that kind of question, without question, went to national office. And when the question...
You're a former IRS agent. You're saying it then went to the national office for clearance before they would submit these questions is what you're saying, right?
Without a doubt. And whenever I sent anything to the national law office, I mean, there's 15 lawyers at least that are looking at it.
Let me ask you something. Jeff, do you think this is going to bring down anyone? Do you think anyone's going to lose their job because of this?
You mean some low-level people or higher-ups?
I don't know. What do you think? I'm assuming someone's going to get fired and blamed for it, right?
Shulman already lied. They caught Shulman lying.
Yes.
Of the IRS.
They caught Shulman lying. They caught the woman lying. That's Shulman, the Bush appointee. But so what? It doesn't matter whether it's Bush or Obama. If they're lying, they go to jail. It's called perjury, isn't it?
Right.
It's called perjury.
Shulman isn't there anymore, so he could take the hit. All right. He lied, so he's out.
Okay. So that's how they're going to do it. They're going to blame it on a Bush appointee who was no longer there. That's clever.
That's the way it is.
But you remember Shulman abruptly resigned last November out of nowhere? Nobody knew why.
Yeah.
Yep. Now we know why. Look, here's the thing, Jeff, and everyone else. You don't have to be a Republican or a conservative to understand what danger we're in right now. If you have Benghazi Gate where people died, if you have phone tapping of the press, and if you have conservative groups being targeted by the IRS all at once, you have to agree that this is coming from somewhere. Somebody's leaking this. At the same time, the gang on Wall Street, the criminal gang on Wall Street that broke the economy in 2008 is doing again. The very same gangsters who destroyed the economy in 2008 to give us Obama are doing exactly what the criminal gang in Wall Street did in 2008. They're speculating beyond comprehension. They are trading on derivatives that don't even exist. They have created fiduciary instruments that are not real. They have run the stock market up to unsupportable levels. Why? Because Obama has given them the green light. Why? You don't understand it. Because if the market is booming, all of that element in society will not complain about what the administration is doing to others or what they're doing with regard to stealing our freedoms. As long as the gold is flowing, at least the electronic gold, they will keep their mouths shut, and so will all of the people who really run the country. As long as they're making their billions of dollars on these, I don't know how else to put it, I would call them criminal trades. They're not criminal. I'd call them quasi-criminal trading is what's going on Wall Street. Why do I say it? Because unless you put back the Glass-Steagall Act, which was in place since the Great Depression to prevent this, would have prevented 2008, unless you restore the Glass-Steagall Act, you're going to have this kind of criminal activity on Wall Street. But it's not unrelated to what we're talking about. It's related directly to all these other scandals. That's how they keep the big money away from being involved in this, by letting them roll in the gold. That's my opinion. Something big is going to happen. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Sometimes in life, you just get lucky.
You know, like when you slide into that Rockstar parking spot right by the door, get a great table at a hot new restaurant, or find $20 in a pair of jeans you just took out of the dryer. But counting on luck doesn't always work, especially when it comes to important things, like protecting your identity and the identities of your children. Just ask the 12.6 million people who were identity theft victims last year. Well, the good news is that now you can do something about it for less than a dollar a day with top-rated identity theft protection from Identity Guard, recently rated best in prevention. Just go to identityguard.com/dollar and get it for less than a dollar a day. Act now, and you'll also get free protection for your kids, the latest targets for identity thieves. Top-rated identity theft protection for you and your kids for less than a dollar a day. Get it now at identityguard.com/dollar. That's identityguard.com/dollar.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer: Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
The Ovation Nation just keeps growing. Over 200,000 customers have repaired dry, brittle, and damaged hair with Ovation Cell Therapy.
I'm thrilled to report that Ovation does everything you said it would and more. I couldn't be happier with the results. My hair holds a curl all day. My hair is thicker and shinier than it's ever been, and it's growing. It really is a miraculous revolution. I'm a believer, and I'm telling anyone who will listen, Ovation is an amazing product.
Ovation Cell Therapy can help repair the damage caused by harsh chemicals and heat styling and grow your hair thicker, stronger, longer, and faster. Ovation is safe and effective on all hair types, even for chemotherapy hair loss recovery. And it's easy to use. Just a simple cream rinse type application.
Log on to ovationhair.com, and when you enter KSFO, you'll receive a special introductory discount at checkout. That's ovationhair.com. And remember to enter KSFO at checkout for your special discount.
The Ovation Nation just keeps growing.
If you're like most people who are very successful, you take pride in your personal appearance, right? That includes a thinning hairline. If you are experiencing hair loss, my recommendation is to call Dr. Tom Rosanelli. He has over 25 years of experience in hair restoration and has performed hair restoration procedures on thousands of patients. That includes some well-known celebrities. I've seen Dr. Rosanelli's excellent work. It's obvious why people with hair loss choose Dr. Rosanelli. They now have a natural head of hair and even look younger. Dr. Rosanelli specializes in hair restoration. He meets with every patient for a free consultation, and he performs all hair restoration procedures himself. And Dr. Rosanelli is also part of the Savage Nation. If your hair is thinning, call 800-743-HAIR. It's simple. That's 800-743-4247, or visit rosanelli.com. Dr. Rosanelli has offices in San Francisco, San Jose, and Walnut Creek.
Now, through May, receive 200 free grafts as part of your procedure as a new patient. Call 1-800-743-HAIR. Certain restrictions apply. Offer expires 5/31/13.
Have you still not refinanced your mortgage? Well, soon you might be kicking yourself in the head. I've never seen rates this low since I started Lennox Financial over 10 years ago. But I can assure you this, that the rates will be going up soon. So don't delay. Let us lower your monthly payment, consolidate a first and second, pay off other debt, or drop you into a 15-year loan with no closing costs. That's right. Nothing's rolled into your loan. We'll pay for your appraisal, title, underwriting, settlement fee, everything. Do not miss out on this historic opportunity. Whether to purchase or refinance, you'll pay no closing costs. You won't spend a dime. Think about it. All it takes is a five-minute phone call to find out how we can save you hundreds or even thousands of dollars a year. Choosing such a loan could affect your interest rate, and you will be responsible for any existing lender payoff fees. So call Lennox Financial at 888-945-4105. That's 888-945-4105. It's the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind. Call us at 888-945-4105.
Licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act. NMLS 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
Mike Huckabee.
You can't go and poke the eyes out of the other side every day and then walk in and say, oh, by the way, we really love you guys. We'd like to work with you.
On Hot Dog 560,
all right,
KSFO.
You know, this is the Savage Nation. I wait all day to go on the radio. I don't have the time to listen to any other show, but I'm sure you've heard about the IRS. You've heard about the phone tapping. You've heard about the reporters being tapped. Do you think this will bring down Holder or Obama? Yes or no? I mean, let's go to the heart of this issue. You've got Benghazi Gate cover-up. He lied to us about a video that didn't exist. Nothing to do with the riots. He let people die when people were screaming for help. He let them die when he could have sent in aid. Somebody said to the military, don't send planes, don't send men. Who did it? And the fact of the matter is he fired three generals who were willing to go before Congress and say I was ready to defend the ambassador and the others, and he wouldn't let me. He fired them. He fired an admiral. It's beyond comprehension. The purging of the military is going on at the same time that he's trying to purge the press. You have revolutionaries in the White House that are very revolting and very dangerous. And I can guarantee you that everybody listening to this show, I don't care whether you are a conservative or a liberal, it doesn't matter. If you ever criticize this government, your phone or emails will be tapped. Jimmy on WABC, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Michael, first of all, Wolf Blitzer does his news with knee pads on, and any news organization that could say what he said about the wiretapping is no news organization.
No, Blitzer has to be fired. CNN must get rid of him right now. He says if you look at it from the other side, if there was a serious leak about an Al-Qaeda operation or whatever, they're trying to find out who may be leaking this information to the news media. Do they occasionally have the right to secretly monitor our phone calls, Blitzer asked. Blitzer should be fired tomorrow. He now joins Dan Rather in Albuquerque in a junior high school.
Michael, please keep on carrying the water for you. We need you more than ever. God bless you.
I'm not carrying the water for who am I carrying? I don't carry water for anybody. I'm not a camel. Do you think that this will eventually crumble the administration? Again, I want to bring you back to John Mitchell, a name you probably forgot about. Remember John Mitchell, the attorney general under Nixon? Remember old John Mitchell went to jail, pipe-smoking John Mitchell? Remember how the libs, who are now in power, made such an issue out of John Mitchell? Because he was involved with what? Wiretapping. Phone tapping. Enemies of Nixon. That was Watergate. It was Watergate. It was about phone tapping. And as a result, the attorney general went to jail. He wasn't just fired. He went to prison. That's number one. Never forget what I just said to you. John Mitchell is the model here. John Mitchell is the model. Don't ever forget that. Abuse of power has a meaning. I mean, Lord Acton wrote it. Power corrupts. Absolute power corrupts absolutely. Obama has had absolute power. So he's felt empowered by his absolute power, and he's been totally corrupted by it. Because no one's ever said, you can't do that. No one's ever said, you shouldn't do that. No one's ever said boo to this guy. This man has had the world laid before him from the time, as I can tell, since he's very young. For some reason, they said to him, God selected you, you're the anointed one. You know, we don't have to go down the list and get totally into the hyperbole here. I could do that pretty good, but there's no need to do it. He acts as though he himself is a demigod. Let's put it in those terms. And as you well know, he thinks he's above the law. So he's shocked. He had nothing to do with it. That's very clever. Do you believe him? You don't think the IRS scandal came from the very top? You don't think Benghazi Gate came from the top? You don't think the tapping of reporters came from the top? Are you kidding me? What world do you live in? You think it was some rogue agents who did this? Some rogue, low-level bureaucrat who's going to risk his or her pension or career? Doesn't work that way.
Savage.
On March 25th, 2013, socialism died, according to Craig Smith, trusted friend and author of The Great Debasement. Well, what happened? Citizens of the tiny Mediterranean island of Cyprus and the world lost trust in their banks. Some will lose 60% or more of their life savings. The European bank raid in Cyprus reveals that social democratic welfare states can never again be trusted. When people lose confidence in their government and banks, they take their money and run, says Craig in a brand new white paper, Why Cyprus Matters. Could politicians loot your life savings account as they did in Cyprus?
Truth is, they already have and could have plans to take it all. That's right. Call Swiss America now to get this vital new report, Why Cyprus Matters, at 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. You must discover who really owns the money in your bank account now. Call 800-289-2646. Do it now. 800-289-2646. Cyprus Matters.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fountain, Shot Talk 560 KSFO. 1-year-old child and a 40-year-old woman are dead, stabbed in East San Jose this afternoon. Another victim, a child under the age of 5, is hospitalized with stab wounds as well. The search continues for the suspect. A pedestrian has been taken to the hospital after being hit by an Amtrak train in San Lorenzo today. An Amtrak spokesman says the Capital Corridor train number 537 was heading from Sacramento to San Jose when it struck the pedestrian where East Llewellyn Boulevard crosses the tracks. Authorities have found the body of an autistic 9-year-old who went missing from her family's Clear Lake home. Police say divers found Michaela Lynch's body today in a creek that ran near the family home. Taking a look at the roadways, northbound 101 Washington Street in Petaluma, have a crash car off the roadway down the side. And we've got stall southbound 101 at McKee in the Center Divide in San Jose. I'm Dave Fowkes, Shot Talk 560 KSFO.
Hi, Ray Byers Jr.
Ray Byers Sr.
As a family-owned business, Byers Leaf Guard Gutters have been serving Northern California for 3 generations.
And we love the Bay Area.
With our patented design, water rolls into the gutters, leaves, sticks, and debris just roll right off.
And it's always guaranteed 100%. No leaks, no clogs, ever.
And that's what we call the Byers Guarantee.
If it ever did clog, my son Ray here will come out and clean it for free.
I thought that was your job.
No, I'm too old and handsome.
That's Byers!
Serving the greater Bay Area. Find us now at ByersLeafGuard.com.
Hi, Tom Baudette. Motel 6 is always thinking of ways to make it easier to book a clean, comfortable room for a great low rate. And this is the first test of our reservation by telepathy system, commencing now. Now. Wait a minute. Now. Well, you can still call 1-800-4-MOTEL-6, book online at motel6.com, or with our cool new app on your tablet or smartphone. I'm Tom Baudet for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
With an industry-leading distribution network, Grainger can save you tons of downtime by offering over 900,000 products, many ready to ship right when you need them. In fact, 99% of items ordered ship same day. So fast, the International Acronym Committee is considering changing ASAP to ASAG for as soon as Grainger. At least they would be considering it if there were such a committee. To help keep your business running efficiently, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
KO your boring fitness routine and blast calories at Boxing for Health. Get half off a month of unlimited cardio classes with SweetJack.com.
Sweet Jack. Now that's a real sweet deal.
SweetJack.com.
If you can't pay your taxes, you have valuable rights and options, but those rights and options also come with expiration dates, and it would be a tragedy if you missed them and had to pay taxes that you could have legally avoided. Let us exercise your rights for you. Let us represent you in getting the government to return money that they've seized or that you've given them if you legally qualify. Avoid the government seizing your or your spouse's income and assets or going to your customers demanding your money. Legally avoid paying at all or just pay part of what you owe or pay only in monthly installments if you qualify. We can represent you in a special government hearing or with the court if you exercise your rights, but only if you do so within the time prescribed by law. I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz with over 30 years of tax experience. Call me at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-T-A-X-D-E-A-L. 888-TAX-DEAL.
Hi, Joe Putnam here at Putnam Chevy in Burlingame. If you're in the market for a Chevrolet Volt, listen up. My $3,000 discount and the factory $3,000 rebate gives you 6,000 reasons to come to Putnam Chevy or go online at putnamgm.com.
Well, after Whistleblower Wednesday, it's time for a Thirsty Thursday because, man, do we need a beverage. Join me, Brian Sussman, Melanie Morgan, and Katie Green, 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
We got 3 scandals now that have suddenly landed on the doorstep of the Anointed One. You've got Benghazi Gate, which has been simmering because people died and he didn't send help when they begged for it. Plain English. Let's make it simple for the average listener who doesn't know what they're listening to. The last word in talk radio, the Savage Nation, heard across America, 200 stations at this time every night.
And the fact is that it doesn't matter what your orientation is, AC/DC, foot power, Republican, Democrat, doesn't matter. He covered up Benghazi. There were people dying, screaming for help, sent in the cavalry, and he said, thumbs down. So that's number one. Somebody in that administration should go to jail for letting those people die. That's number one. Then we got IRS gate, where they target people because of their political orientation, which is not only, let us say, unethical. I mean, words don't even unethical, like it applies to politics. It's illegal. You target people with the IRS, you go to jail, period. Now it comes out, we got Tapgate, another coined phrase by Michael Savage. Take it and run with it, steal it, see if I care. Tapgate. What's Tapgate? Shockingly, he tapped the phone lines. It's on the top of Drudge Report, D-R-U-D-G-E, in case you never heard of it, in case you're still reading the San Francisco Comical. D-R-U-D-G-E. Take a look at it. Government taps press phone records for months. That should affect even liberals, and it is. Even they're pretending to be outrageous. Oh, outrageous. We're the Fourth Estate. We have such an important job, which we've not done for about 30 years. We have such an important job. How dare they tap us? You know, but anyway, they're pretending that they're outraged. They're not outraged. They're pretending they are. So you got three scandals, Benghazi Gate, Tapgate, and now IRS Gate all at once. So I have a couple. I mean, I could ask you questions, or you just want to vent on this? Somebody's not eating dinner tonight because they're so upset. Somebody in America is listening to this show who said, I can't believe it's gotten this bad all at once. How could this be happening to this great man? Is it because, is he being picked on because he's not white? Do you think they're picking on this poor, honest man who simply wants to make America progressive? Do you think that's why this is happening? Him and poor Holder are being picked on because they're men of color? Is that what this really is? Evil white males trying to bring down the most honest administration in American history? Well, according to some, that's the actual reality. There's a man named Bill Kristol who's been a laughingstock from the time his father bought him a magazine called The Meekly Standard. I've called it the Meekly Standard for years because, all right, some of the reporters are great. Most of them are just government media hacks. You're not going to believe what Bill Kristol, the rich boy, has to say. Now, this guy pretends to be a conservative now. Bill Kristol publishes the Meekly Standard, okay? He says, well, listen to clip seven. Listen to what he says.
No, but on both of these scandals, I'm just talking about Benghazi and the IRS, it should be, not be a partisan reaction. I want to say I do not like these conservative Republican groups putting ads up about Hillary Clinton. What is the point of that? That is just fundraising by American Crossroads and these other groups. It's ridiculous. There's no campaign going on. Let's pull the partisanship back. And it's a genuine outrage what happened to Benghazi. It's a genuine outrage what the IRS did. There should be bipartisan committees, as Kim said, investigating both from Congress. So I wish the Republicans would
all
just
right.
be
yeah,
quiet.
You want it both ways, Bill. You want to be invited. Oh, shut up. You want to be invited to the cocktail parties. You've had a good run, Bill. Your father bought you a magazine because you couldn't even run a liquor store. In my day, there were guys like him in the crowd. The father bought him a liquor store. Made a living, bought himself a little attached house, got married and slow, you know, lived for about 53 and died of heartache from having not amounted to anything. But, you know, things changed. I mean, there are people in my day who would run a brassiere store who were congressmen and senators. A Carvel stand they couldn't run today, these people. They couldn't run an ice cream stand. Forget about a fruit and vegetable stand. But that's what we have to deal with. So you got three scandals now. Why do you think they're happening is the real question. See, look within the inn. Look inside the inside. Why three scandals at once? Michael Savage's suspicion, supposition, intuition is that somebody's leaking these all at once. Somebody is trying to bring Obama down off his high horse because they know about things he has done and is doing and plans on doing that are so off the wall, dangerous, that they want to stop him before he gets there. I can pretty much suspect what is going on. I have no friends in high places. I live alone. I work alone. I sleep alone. I talk alone. I live in my own world. So it's really one man's opinion that you're hearing. I didn't go to the Washington Press dinner. I'm just telling you, it's one man's opinion. But in some ways, it releases me from bias because I can think. I was raised at a time where you used logic and put things together. WABC in New York City, who is leaking?
Who is leaking? What type of event will Obama and his squad concoct over the next 7 days to get these scandals off the headlines? The Reichstag fire. What is the Reichstag fire going to be? Who's leaking? Someone's leaking. I'll take some callers in a minute on all of these topics. They're very good. Let me go to Greg on WABC. Greg, you're on the Savage Nation.
Michael, my friend, you're halfway there. This is going to be, if they pull this off, the greatest Shakespearean play in politics in the history of mankind. I'm a chess player. In chess, you study the as many variations as you have time for to find the winning line. Here's how it's going to play out. This is being done by Bill Clinton and John Podesta through George Soros, or with his help, and Americans, Center for American Progress. Obama is weak. Hillary Clinton is 10 times the man that Obama is. Bill Clinton hates Obama ever since he charged him with playing the race card in the 2008 campaign, okay? So Obama's done as much damage as he can do. He's weak. He's weakened. He's wounded. And now Hillary Clinton, they've leaked the IRS. They leaked the AP, because otherwise, if it's just Benghazi, then it's Hillary versus Obama, and they both get destroyed. So they weaken Obama with the AP and the IRS. And then Hillary, all she has to do is one thing. She announces she wants to appear before the House Committee on Benghazi. She testifies with all the news people in the world around her. And she says, I want to make a statement. My friend, Ambassador Stevens, gave his life in the two Navy SEALs and Sean Smith that day because I'm not the commander-in-chief. President Obama went to sleep that night. And before he did, I know that he gave the order for all sources of help to stand down because it was all about him getting elected. She'll look like the hero. The country doesn't have the stomach to impeach him, so he'll languish there for 3 years, and that'll give Hillary enough time to rebuild her image. At that point, when she makes that statement, she looks like the truth teller, Michael.
Well, that's interesting. Well, that's pretty good. You sound like more than a chess player. You sound like you could be a campaign advisor.
Think about this. There are Gramscian communists and Fabian socialists who want to stay in their positions to bring down this country, and the only way they can stay there is if Hillary gets in 2016. That gives them another 4 years to whittle away the foundations of our Constitution and our civil society and our Bill of Rights. The people in the woodwork, the termites in the woodwork, hiding behind the walls of our Constitution, are going to work with Hillary they're going to, like a bullfighter, they're going to put the sword in Obama, and it's going to be Hillary that's going to do it. In public.
So, Hillary, you're alleging in this theory, we're playing a theory game of who. First of all, I'm alleging someone's leaking these scandals. That's a theory. So then one caller said it was the Biden camp because he'd become president. But there's one flaw in that argument, because they'd have to impeach Obama for that to happen, and that's very unlikely. Would you agree with that?
They don't want Obama impeached because then Biden's in. They want Obama to languish until 2000. They don't even care if the Republicans get the House. Or the Senate, Michael. They don't care. This is all about 2016.
And by the way, I'm glad you touched on that. This is the end of the Democrats' takeover of the House. Wouldn't you agree the midterms are over for the Democrats? They're finished?
Absolutely. And Hillary.
Wait, hold on. You want to hear the good news? The Democrats are going to lose 50 seats in the midterm elections. That's number one. Number two, even the average person doesn't want this kind of corruption. Number two, and this is a very important one, not only that, but there's much more at stake here for them. The granting of amnesty to 50, 30, 20, 16, 11 million illegal aliens is on hold. They're not pushing Obama's radical internationalist agenda. It's over. That's my feeling. He has no credibility whatsoever to get up in his booming voice and put his hogwash out any more than he does to get away with these scandals. He's finished. He's not pushing that agenda anymore. Would you agree that the big losers here are the radical Hispanic Chicano groups like La Raza? Aren't they the big loser here?
They're the loser, but it's only temporary. Remember, it's all about 2016. Once the Saul Alinsky, the original Saul Alinsky student, Hillary not only wrote her college thesis at Wellesley about Saul Alinsky, she talked to Saul Alinsky, and Alinsky offered her a job. She turned it down and because she went with Bill to Arkansas. While Obama, before he even smoked his first joint, Hillary Clinton was actually speaking with Saul Alinsky. Forget about Obama. He's weak. He's wounded. Hillary Clinton is 10 times the man that Obama ever will be.
Well, you have a very, very interesting theoretical mind. You really are a chess player?
I am. I've been playing chess since high school. I'm not professional, but I love it. I have a chess library with about 100 books. I have software. I'm a member of the USCF, the U.S. Chess Federation, and I play in rated tournaments, and I just love the game of chess because life is a game of chess.
Isn't that interesting? It's true in professions as well. How long have you listened to the Michael Savage Show?
Since you first came on WABC. I've been listening to talk radio since 1990, right before
Oh, my God. So I've been on the air since 1994, but you only learned of me since last December. Isn't that amazing? So do you find listening to me somewhat stimulating on a chess basis?
Absolutely. You have a fascinating mind. Some nights you're focused. Other nights it's like you have OCD. You're here.
It's absolutely true. In other words, I'm a human like everyone else. Some nights I'm a space cadet. I can't focus on the news because it's boring. And some nights I can't take Republican Democrats, so I go into talking about bad Chinese food or bad Indian food or indigestion or my dog. And to be honest with you, people like that as much as they do politics, you have to admit.
Michael, you're an intellectual roller coaster.
Well, I hope you don't fall off on the next slide. Thank you for the call. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex you simply can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I choose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code SAVAGE to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
I walk my dog every day.
We walk every morning.
And I've got the best looking dog in the neighborhood named Stanley. He's a collie mix.
Teddy is a rescue dog. He's a lab.
We meet the same people every day.
People comment about what a beautiful black coat he has.
They'll say, oh, he's so soft and he's so silky.
There's a difference when I compare Teddy to the other dogs.
And these dogs that have the brittle hair, it's coarse. It doesn't lay nice. It's not shiny. It's dull. I tell them about Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
I've told them this is what I use.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
And it really made his coat shiny.
You know, it didn't take very long. They've got their nice, expensive jogging suit on, and their dog has their smooth, beautiful, soft, shiny coat. So now their dog looks just as good as they do.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
This is an important message for all hardworking Americans. Not long ago, Michael Parnas was living on a park bench in New York City. Fast forward to 2008, he took a few thousand dollars, and in less than 8 months, eight of the worst trading months in stock market history, Michael made close to $4 million. He cracked the stock market's code and discovered the insider trends that your broker doesn't want you to know. So he is giving you his Power Trading, Power Living book and DVD to help take the mystery out of the market, break down the trades and trends you need to know, and show you how he went from a park bench to Park Avenue for free. Just pay shipping. Michael has never stopped believing that regular hardworking people can make money in the stock market. A lot of money. In fact, Michael is convinced power trading can work for you too. That's why he's giving you his book and DVD for free. Call Michael now at 800-292-1091 and claim your free copy. Call 800-292-1091. That's 800-292-1091. Trading carries a high level of risk and may not be suitable for everyone.
Hi, folks. Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. We're thrilled
thrilled to have helped over 125,000 homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP. But there are millions more of you who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. With HARP, you may be able to refinance with Quicken Loans even if your home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you get HARPed and start saving. Or if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS you can't afford to pay, then this may be the opportunity you need. I'm tax attorney Robert Goldstein, and last year the IRS made significant changes to its offering compromise program to help you settle your past due tax debt and get the fresh start you need. And since the IRS revised its program, my firm has negotiated more settlements and at lower dollar amounts than ever before. But no one knows how long these changes will last, so the time to act is now. My firm has over 30 years of combined experience helping taxpayers with all aspects of tax and bankruptcy law. Whether you need an offering compromise for individual, payroll, or sales taxes, audit representation, or help with offshore accounts, we can help. We work closely with our clients to resolve their tax issues, whether it is the IRS, state, or both. The law offices of Robert Goldstein are a local firm with offices throughout the Bay Area, and we always offer a free consultation. To schedule your free consultation with me, call toll-free 1-888-TAX-EXIT. That's 888-TAX-EXIT. 888-TAX-EXIT, and make us your last stop.
Sean Hannity.
In spite of all the insanity, all the darkness, evil, and madness, we will prevail.
Weekdays at noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
What type of event will this administration concoct with his general Rahm Emanuel to cover all of these scandals up? It could go all the way up to an act of war. It could be another Boston bombing. It could be a mass shooting. It could be a car bomb. It could be a bombing of a government building. You say, oh, come on, don't be stupid. That's right-wing hysteria. I hope so. I hope I'm crazy. I hope that I'm paranoid. I pray that I'm paranoid and need therapy. Thus far, I've avoided it, by and large. You know, there's a number of decades. I've basically avoided it. I don't take any medication. Right on this spot, I'll say it on this microphone, I take no medication for any mental disorder. I would swear on the Old Testament, the New Testament, whatever you want me, I take no medication. Now, if the Congress would do that, I'd feel like I could sleep better at night. If all 400 members of the Politburo called the Congress would swear they don't take any medication, I would sleep better at night. But I would suspect a goodly percentage of them are drug addicts. And I hope I'm paranoid. I fear an act of war against Syria. I mean, you say, remember Obama was like dragging his heels on Syria? He says he doesn't have enough evidence about sarin. He's going to suddenly discover there's a reason to go to war. And there's going to be a huge... See, let's play that one out. Let's do that movie. Let's run a little short together. Let's run a short. I'm going to do a short. Okay, let's take act of war as Rahm Emanuel's decision. All right, let's bomb Syria. And people are saved, and Obama's got the flak jacket on again. They show him. They pose him in the Situation Room. Okay, that's one. That could be too dramatic because it could drag Russia into a war. They may not want to risk that. Incidentally, Obama's weakness on Syria, even though I agree with him on Syria that he shouldn't bomb, his apparent weakness has encouraged Russia to play a bigger role in the region. Russia's now going to reassert itself in the Middle East as a result of Obama's weakness. That's what the wise men are reporting. You have to read very deeply into this to understand why the weakness, the supineness of Obama, his obsessive desire to avoid antagonizing international organizations or nation states, except as enemies, as real enemies, as political enemies, is encouraging Russia to reassert itself in the Middle East, unseen since the era of the Suez Canal War. And Israel's going to be the big loser.
So you may say, well, okay, well, that's what Obama wants. He wants Israel to be the big loser. He wants Israel to come to the table basically on their knees and give up half their nation to those who would cut their throats and throw their children down a well. That's what he'd like to do. So let's go to the next potential. Could it be a I don't even want to say it because I pray to God I'm wrong. God forbid it happens. I don't want to see it happen. God forbid it does happen. They'll say, how did you know about it? Okay. I don't know. I guessed. I wrote an act. I write novels. Maybe a novel like Abuse of Power or Time for War will become considered some violation of the Patriot Act. And Obama could seize the publisher's printing presses and arrest the author and publisher for daring to suggest that such a thing could happen. Who knows? I mean, this, you know, I told you, great oaks from little acorns grow. You let them get away with this. The next thing you know is you have Benghazi gate, Tap gate, and IRS gate. Who knows what tomorrow is? So here's the question again. I think this is the bigger question instead of wasting your time with my fun. It's late at night. You could be doing other things like what I don't know. There's nothing better than my show at this hour for thinking, I would think. So here's the question. Who's leaking this now? Who is leaking Benghazi gate, Tap gate, and IRS gate? Who is leaking? Who inside is trying to bring down Obama and Holder? Who understands they're more dangerous than we could ever know? Who understands that what they're planning is even more dangerous than what they've already done? Who inside the administration do you think could be leaking this sensitive information? Because it's not coming from nowhere. Somebody is leaking this information to bring down Obama and Holder because they understand how deadly they are for this country. That's what I think. And what big event do you think Obama's planning to get the headlines to change from these from Obamagate? Let's collectively call them Obamagate. So let's go to WMAL in Washington. John, you're on the Savage Nation. Who's leaking, in your opinion? Take a guess.
Well, Michael, first, I don't know which kind of Reichstag fire event they're going to have, but I wouldn't look much past the Biden camp. You're right, playing mafia music, The Godfather. It's not personal, Barry. It's all business. Who has something?
wait, hold on. You, so you're saying the Biden camp smells blood and they want Biden to run and win and they want Obama out of the picture?
They get rid of him now and Biden becomes president and Hillary is pushed to the side.
Oh, my God. Well, that's pretty good. John, that's a good chess game. I don't assume you've ever been in politics.
I was in the Army for a while. I work for the government now.
Yeah, I would suspect you may be in counterintelligence at some point. It's the kind of thinking that we used to expect from the CIA. Who do you think is leaking, though? You really think it's the Biden camp?
I wouldn't put it past them. Those people are all snakes. There is not a scintilla of honesty, integrity, or honor in the whole damn lot of them.
Now, wait, in the Obama camp or in the Biden camp or in both camps?
Either one. They're flip sides of the same coin. And they are a marriage of convenience. And just like the Corleone family, they will turn upon one another at the first opportunity. It ain't business. It ain't personal, Barry. It's all business.
That's so bad, John. John, I don't know who to think is leaking it, but it has to be somebody pretty high up who knows where the bodies are buried, so to speak, don't you think?
It sure does.
I mean, this is not happening. Okay, let's put it in another context for the average listener. Do you think all of the confluence of these scandals are coming by chance?
No, there's no such thing as coincidence.
Okay, so the confluence of three major scandals at once, the perfect storm, as it were, about to throw the tuna ship on its back, keel up. They've hit a tidal wave. The tidal wave is the perfect storm. But do you think that the Reichstag fire could save them?
I don't know. I hope not.
How far it'll go is only a question of how big a scandal or an event the Obama team can pull off. And I'm telling you, as I sit here, I fear an act of war against Syria.
Savage.